following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
Takes a snap here on second down. His pass is going to be intercepted, thrown in underneath, and almost going to the house. Went back on coverage, cut in underneath on the route, made the interception. Nice little return here for Wood River, and that will end the threat for Gibbon.
Tonight, an area rivalry received national attention as the Gibbon Buffaloes welcome in the Wood River Eagles. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And I'll hand the ball off to him. Nope, quarterback keeps it after the fake. Bounces to the outside, gets the corner, it slips in for a touchdown. 11-yard run for the score. First touchdown of the season here for the Buffaloes, and they lead it 6-0.
Gibbon has pulled out all the stops against the rivals tonight, with Max Prep's designation of tonight's contest their national rivalry game of the week. Plus, the winningest coach in Division I history, Bobby Bowden of Florida State, is on hand for tonight's festivities. It's the Eagles and Buffaloes coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will take you live to Gibbon with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good Friday evening, everyone. Welcome to high school football here on Central Nebraska's sports leader, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you, our producer engineer Stacy Johns from Gibbon tonight. First time we've been a chance to see the Buffaloes or the Wood River Eagles this year, and a chance to be back here at beautiful Gibbon for this rivalry contest. As you heard, a lot is being made out of tonight's football game. This is the MaxPreps.com National Game of the Week. Now, this is not a nationally syndicated stream. They're here. They're taking footage of the game, and they'll put it up on their website for all to see as the weeks progress here. But it is the game that they have chosen. We'll talk a little bit about that with Coach Mark McLaughlin here on our New Tech Seed pregame show. And we'll also be chatting, of course, with Ben Faringer over at Wood River. They come in a little banged up, and that's what it comes down to, football game. That's what it comes down to here tonight. Ben Faringer's group, without maybe the best player on the field for them, Tanner Gideon, the outstanding running back, has nicked up. I guess you can't say it's fully torn, but anytime there's a partial tear of an MCL, he's going to be out for a while. Maybe not the whole year, they hope, but he's out. So they lose Tanner Gideon. They lose Garrett Reeder. They lose Austin Tagmeyer. And so their quarterback is gone. Their running back is gone. They have to go with some backups here tonight. Now, last week we saw that with Loomis taking on Pleasanton in an eight-man game, and Loomis was able to hang in there, although they really kept it close to the vest and tried to keep the game close, and you have to figure that's what you're going to see from Wood River tonight. For Gibbon, so much going on this week. Could this be a distraction? They've been out to the western part of the state twice already, to Bayard and Bridgeport, and come away with victories, but in between they got tripped up by Cambridge, which is not the Cambridge teams of old, and we'll talk with Coach about that. Now, they also have homecoming this week. It's the National Game of the Week. Bobby Bowden is here. Got a chance to see the coach just a few minutes ago. They all had an early lunch here, and he's signing autographs for anyone that wants them. And then he'll have a brief session with the media. He's talked to the team, and then he'll lead him out here on the field for tonight's game, which you can only hear right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Of course, we're not the only game on the air tonight. We've got Kearney High hosting Lincoln Southeast at Foster Field. That's on ESPN 1460. Also, St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull will get things underway on 1230 KHAS, another 7 o'clock kickoff. And an 8 o'clock kickoff out in the Panhandle as Adams Central is at Gehring on ESPN 1550. And again, all of those available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We will be back and hear from the coaches, Ben Faringer of Wood River, and the head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, Mark McLaughlin, right after this timeout.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits as we get ready for rivalry night. Wood River taking on Gibbon always has special meaning, and we're joined by the head coach of the Eagles, Ben Faringer, as they get ready for tonight's contest. And, Coach, I guess still being fairly new with the program, but it doesn't matter where you're at. Somebody always has a rivalry. Does Wood River look at this as the red-letter game on their schedule?
Doug, I guess we – I don't think the boys do, and like you said, this is my only second year. The boys are really doing a good job of just taking each game by game, and you know, it's Gibbon, it's close, but it's just really another game. Because I asked them that the other day, and they said, "No, coach, it's just another football game for us."
Well, we talk about this, and we'll hear about it from Coach McLaughlin when we chat with him here in just a moment. But he says, don't just look at the records in tonight's game. Besides the rivalry, he says, the teams that we have played at Gibbon are a little bit different than the teams you guys have played in state-rated Sutton and North Platte St. Pat's and Hershey. So you've had a little bit better or rougher go of it so far this season. How do you think, outside of a few injuries, your boys have come through this stretch?
Oh, you know, I've been pretty pleased. Especially the last 2 weeks, we're starting to do some really good things. Last week, you know, against Hershey, we were in that ball game until, you know, late third quarter, early fourth quarter. I think it was a 28-14 ball game. And we were doing some good things. And that was without Tanner. Tanner and Austin. Tanner went down in the first quarter. And our boys really responded. We had some good things. Boys step up and made a lot of good plays for us.
Wood River Coach Ben Faringer with us here on the New Tech pregame show. You mentioned the injuries, Coach. You have some injuries, and they're just some – everything's key, but when you're talking quarterback, you're talking running back, you're talking key linemen here, you've definitely got some holes to fill, and this isn't a very senior-laden team to begin with.
No. Doug, we – I said even at the beginning of the year with Tanner and Dan Bosshart, you know, all our guys are green, even those seniors, because we moved them around this year, and a lot of them hadn't even had playing time. We probably only had two or three guys that really played at all last year. So we're playing with a lot of green guys and new guys. So that's part of it too. So we're playing with a lot of just new guys.
Talk about the challenges, I guess, Ben, that presents here and the guys that have to step into those roles.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it, especially the last 3 weeks even. We need guys to step up, and we really need them to be men, not young boys anymore. We need them to step up, and it's time. And we don't have that option just to, you know, kind of go about us and go about the motions. We got to have them right now. Regardless whether they're a freshman, sophomore, or a senior. So that's always a challenge every day. Every play is a challenge. We can do it, you know, twice or three times, but the thing is, can we do it for four quarters?
Ben Faringer, Wood River head football coach with us here. Have you had to change anything with the new personnel? Have you had to limit some things or just change what you do offensively and defensively?
No, we just tweak some things, you know, maybe have another double team or here or there, just to help some of our younger guys out. But we've really, really still been able to run our same stuff. You know, we've just had to try to get the guys in the right positions as far as that goes, that's been the most challenging thing, trying to find holes, plug holes, I guess.
Well, let's talk about what you think you guys have done well despite coming through all of this. What are you hanging your hat on so far this season?
Well, the best thing about this team, I really think they just keep battling. And we're actually, I had five people, three from Hershey last week and then two from Wood River, just tell me, man, your boys play hard. And that's it. If we can get them to play hard and hopefully outwork everybody else on the field, we're going to have a shot. That's the only way. I mean, that's what we preach and teach, and that's the only way we can play. So I would say that, just playing hard the whole time, regardless of the score.
And, Coach, give me your thoughts on what you've seen from Gibbon and what you've been working on for tonight's game.
They're a good football team. We really prepared hard for the blitz this week. They're physical up front, and if we can shut their run game down and force them into passing situations, that would be ideal for us. But they can obviously throw the ball too. I really see a good football team, but I think it's a team that we can definitely compete with and play with if we're playing the right way and if we're playing well.
I think, and last minute here with Ben Farringer, head football coach at Wood River, I think obviously with Gibbon being the home team on all that's been going on with the national rivalry game and Bobby Bowden coming in, distractions could possibly be there for Gibbon. How is all of this affecting Wood River since you're the road team?
Doug, really, I told my coaches yesterday, I don't think it has. The boys, I haven't changed anything. It really is the same. I'm really good about this. I'm pretty much tunnel vision on what we got to do, and the boys have been really good about that too. They're just focused on the football game, and we're trying to get better. We really are. We're just focused because that's the thing. If you would ask, Doug, if you would ask the boys, what's the goal tonight, they would say, get better. It would be like that because every time I ask them, they all repeat it. So that's kind of where we're at. So,
well, hopefully we'll get to see the Eagles get the job done tonight. It'll be good to see Wood River back on the football field. And, Ben, appreciate you giving us some time today, and we will look for a good football game tonight. Best of luck.
Thank you, Doug.
That's Ben Farringer, head football coach, Wood River Eagles. We'll come back and talk with Mark McLaughlin of Gibbon as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues on Classic Hits right after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, getting ready for tonight's rivalry game between Wood River and Gibbon. And Buffalo head coach Mark McLaughlin joins us here on the pregame. And, Coach, thanks for the time, and congrats on a good start to the season. I want to start there because there's so much around the game, but let's talk about your football team. As you get ready for Week 5, where do you think you're at?
We've made a lot of progress in terms of growing up a little bit. We're a pretty young team. We start a freshman or two, depending on if you're looking at offense or defense, and start a sophomore on defense, and we start several juniors and only three or four seniors. So as the year's gone along, I think we've really matured, kind of come into our own in terms of a football team rather than just a bunch of individuals, which is a positive thing for our team this year.
You guys have been in the spotlight for a couple of different reasons that really didn't have a whole lot to do with what's going on with as far as the X's and O's, and you got that chance to make the trips out west a couple of times and able to get the wins at Bayard and Bridgeport. So now that's behind you. How did it go? Was there team bonding? Did your team play well? Was there any negatives, and what were the positives of all that?
One thing that I really enjoy about high school football is the opportunity to get to play other teams that you don't see a lot. A lot of times that doesn't happen until the playoffs. Obviously, the trip out there wasn't fun. 5 hours on a bus is no fun, but it's a great time playing teams that you don't see every day. Your JV teams never play. So that's a good experience for our kids, and hopefully that'll help us in the long run. Another thing that was a bonus was those kids out there are huge. Both teams had running backs that were above 6'3 and over 220 pounds. Both teams had a 6'5 or bigger wide receiver that was over 200 pounds. Bridgeport had two 300-pound tackles. So the size is, apparently, they put something in the water out there or something, because we don't see that kind of size out here. One concern I have is obviously after we played Bayard, we played Cambridge, and we didn't play a very good game. And, you know, part of you wonders if that has anything to do with just the long bus ride there and the long bus ride home. You know, we didn't get home till 4 in the morning, so you wonder if maybe it took the kids a little longer to recover from that. So coming into Wood River game, you know, we're doing the same thing. We're coming off of 4 a.m., arrival home from Bridgeport, and you just hope that the kids have their legs and are mentally focused.
Well, and you touch on that. We're with Mark McLaughlin, head football coach at Given. This is a big hoopla game. Everybody's watching because of the Max Prep National Rivalry Series. You've got Coach Bobby Bowden coming in. And, you know, this is worse than homecoming times 10. There's so much more than just getting ready for this football game. How are you handling it? And can you tell any extra pep in the step this week?
The boys are obviously excited. And that's what we wanted. You know, when we Gibbon doesn't have a lot of history playing in big games. We've never won a state title. We've only played in the state championship game 3 times, and we're 0-4 playing in those. We haven't won a playoff game since '83. So that's what we're trying to do here is build a big atmosphere and a big crowd so that we can kind of get used to playing in that kind of environment. We think that in the future we have a chance to do some good things and play in some big games. So if we can kind of get this experience right now, that's great for us. Obviously the kids are thrilled about it. They can't wait to play in front of a big crowd and in, you know, kind of under the spotlight on the grand stage. And I personally, I'm biased. I think they deserve that. They've made a lot of progress over the last decade or so. And so I have every bit of confidence in the world that, you know, that we'll be prepared. One thing that I think needs to be mentioned is Wood River's in the same boat. So whatever happens tomorrow night, no, neither team can blame it on the media, or neither team can blame it on the publicity or whatever, because both teams are facing the same circumstances.
For the folks that didn't know, the Max Prep Series, you had to fill out some forms, send it in, and they selected you. On the flip side, the Booster Club helping bring in Bobby Bowden. Mark, I'm interested. Why was it Bobby Bowden? Is there a connection there? Is that a personal thing for you when there's a lot of different people that could have been asked? How did it come down to Coach Bowden?
Long story short, when we had Max Preps notify us that we were selected, we obviously wanted a marquee name to kind of help with bringing some alumni back. And the obvious choice was Tom Osborne. But a lot of people have heard Tom Osborne speak. A lot of people have seen him coach a game live. So that's kind of why we went elsewhere. Bobby Bowden was a member of the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity, and I was a Pike in college, so I was always kind of biased to him. I'm also a big fan of the Seminoles, minus Jameis Winston. So I've kind of admired him for a long time, and to be honest, it was putting it all together was easy. His publicist is great, and he's been fantastic, willing to cooperate and do what he can to make this thing happen. So if I could do it all again, I'd do it the same. You know, I'd ask him first because he's a great guy.
Last minute here with Mark McLaughlin, head football coach at Gibbon. We better talk a little bit about the game, I suppose, Coach. This is a rivalry game, so I expect the kids will both step it up in both teams here. What are you seeing out of Wood River? I know this is a program that maybe is where you were a few years back. They're trying to get the corner turned.
I think Wood River will give us their best shot. You know, and I hope that we give them ours as well. They have some very, very good football players. The Gideon kid, Tanner Gideon, their running back, middle linebacker, is a great player. Chris Loy, number 20, is a great player. Dan Boshart, 15, is a great player. Tagmeyer, their quarterback, is a great player. The Husak kid up front's a good player. Thompson, their tight end's a good player. We know that they're good, and the mistake that you can't make is look at their record and see that they're 1-3, because two of their losses are to St. Pat's and Sutton. So, I mean, you do the math. If Gibbon plays St. Pat's and Gibbon plays Sutton right now, I don't know if we're 3-1, maybe, but you can't fault Wood River for getting beat by those teams. And they gave Hershey a heck of a game last week. It was a 2-score game going into the fourth quarter. And that was with the Gideon kid and Tagmeyer sitting on the bench. So we know that we got our hands full tomorrow night, and that's the beauty of a rivalry game. We can't wait to hash it out.
And, Mark, one of the kids that, if you're going to have success, his name's been called quite a bit. He may not be the biggest kid out there, but Jeff Hall's getting it done for you on both sides of the ball.
He is. He's a good player. Carries the ball 20, 25, 30 times a game, just kind of depends. And on defense, he does a good job of – he plays one of our outside linebackers, and he does a really good job of kind of pinching things in. And if teams want to be, you know, stubborn and keep going outside, he keeps making tackles. So hopefully that will continue on Friday night.
Well, this should be a fun one, Mark. Thanks for all the work that you guys did to put this together, put the spotlight on these communities. Well-deserved, and let's see if the football game lives up to the billing. Best of luck.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate your coverage of the game and our team.
Mark McLaughlin, Gibbon could be the favorites right now in the district, but we'll have to see how the second half of the season plays out. We'll be back to Gibbon here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and look at the starting lineups right after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Rivalry night here in Gibbon as the Buffaloes take on Wood River. Let's take a look at our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. As we said, with two locations in Kearney, they can take care of you. As we said at the top of the broadcast, Wood River comes in way more banged up. Without starting quarterback Austin Tagmeyer, he is out with a concussion that's happened to him twice that he's missed games this year. Leading running back Tanner Gideon has a slight tear of the MCL. He'll be out for a handful of games. And Garrett Reed on the line is also out tonight. For Gibbon, your quarterback usually would have been Garrett Stroh, but he dislocated the thumb on his throwing hand. And so the head coach, Mark McLaughlin, says they're just going to use him for defensive purposes here tonight. And he is the only full-time starter that would be sidelined with any kind of an injury tonight for Gibbon. So that is your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. As you heard from the coaches, it'll be a little bit more on Wood River tonight to see if they can overcome the injuries with some younger players. Field conditions brought to you tonight by Pioneer seed professional Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. It cannot be any more beautiful than it is here tonight. Outstanding job of preparing the field here this evening as we get ready for Gibbon and Wood River. It is not like a couple of the first 3 weeks where we had where it was cold and damp and a lot of rain. There was some moisture throughout the week, but the field looks very, very beautiful here today. And your field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Greg Weeches, Pioneer. Knowing more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. As Coach Bobby Bowden now makes his way to midfield, where he's been a whole lot of times, he is at the 50-yard line ready to flip the coin. And as he does that, let's take a look at our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, for Wood River. At center, number 78, 5'11", 165-pound junior Paul Soto. The guards are number 56, 5'10", 195-pound junior Keaton Husak, and number 60, 5'10", 185-pound sophomore Zach Archer. The tackles, number 55, 5'11", 230-pound junior Tavian Tank, and number 57, 6'2", 225-pound junior Grant Swanson. At the tight end is number 81, 5'11", 175-pound junior Christian Thompson. At the wideouts, number 2, 5'11", 155-pound junior Nate Baugh, and number 3, 5'11", 150-pound senior Jaime Rojas. The fullback is number 15, 6'2", 205-pound senior Dan Bosshart. The I-back, number 30, 5'8", 160-pound junior Kyle Schultz. And the quarterback, number 11, 5'10", 150-pound sophomore Spencer Rorick. The head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Ben Faringer, assisted by Darren Waddington, Robert Evans, and Cale Streeter. They come in with a record tonight of 3-1, the only loss to Cambridge. For Gibbon, along the line, number 57, 6'1", 210-pound senior Cody Ronfelt. Number 68, 6'2", 240-pound junior Jesse Walker. Number 73, 5'11", 250-pound junior Ozzie Rodriguez. Number 75, 6'1", 185-pound senior Brian Zimmer. Number 76, 5'11", 250-pound junior, Amador Castaneda. At the tight end, number 20, Christian Tamayo, 5'10", 170-pound junior. The wideouts are number 3, 5'9", 145-pound junior Corbin Hines. And number 22, 5'11", 150-pound senior Alex Malcolm. Fullback, number 7, 5'8", 125-pound junior Vinny Pearson. The I-back, number 12, 5'8", 150-pound senior Jeff Hall. And quarterback, number 15, 5'10", 160-pound junior Braden Snell. Head coach, Mark McLaughlin. Gibbon comes in at 3-1. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll be right back.
McCown Truck Parts of Wood River will keep you running. Whether it's your car or two-ton truck, McCown Truck Parts can make the repairs for you or get the parts you need so you can do it yourself. So if you need to get back on the road or keep everything moving on the farm, McCown Truck Parts is the only call you need to make. McCown Truck Parts in Wood River. Call 583-2231. McCown Truck Parts is proud to support the Wood River Eagles.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Farmers work hand-in-hand with Mother Nature to feed the world. Sometimes Mother Nature giveth, sometimes she taketh away. For those times, there's Babel Agency in Wood River. Crop insurance protects you, your family, and your way of life. Babel Agency has been in business in Wood River since 1948. Crop insurance is what we do, all day, every day. It's a partnership you can count on, because you can't always count on Mother Nature. Experience, knowledge, trust. Babel Agency, protecting farmers in the Wood River area since 1948.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready for Friday night football as Gibbon, in the blue jerseys and white pants with white numerals, takes on the Wood River Eagles with the white jerseys, purple numbers, and purple pants. Moving from north to south, the Buffaloes, they have won the toss. They will take the ball, and Wood River will move from south to north. There's still a little bit of sunshine as the sun begins to set here in central Nebraska. We are so glad to be along with you here tonight for all of this high school football action. We remind you, football going on throughout the area. We would love to get score updates from you on the Valentino's hotline. If you're at a football game tonight, please put this number in your phone. You can call or, even better, text us your score updates, 308-646-0506. All you have to do is give us the quarter and score, like Wood River 7, Gibbon 7, end of the first. Text it off or call it to 646-0506. The ball is on the tee, and it will be booted away by Angelus Melgoza for Wood River. Gibbon stands deep at about their 9-yard line, and the ball is in the air. The wind is at the back of Wood River. A good kick, and it will sail into the end zone. Jeff Hall decided to let it go, and there is a little bit of wind tonight, something that may prove to be a little bit of a factor, maybe more for Gibbon if they decide to put the ball in the air. I don't imagine that we're going to see a whole lot in the air tonight from the Wood River Eagles. You can't leave already. Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, among the many media here tonight covering the football game. Well, we're ready to go with the first snap of the contest here as the ball's placed on the 20-yard line after the touchback. And out of the pistol formation will be the quarterback, Braden Snell. Snell takes the snap, back to pass, looking, rolling to his right, has time, now dumps it underneath, and the ball is going to be incomplete. Getting a hand on it is Bossart, intended for number 20, Christian Io. Incomplete pass, and Gibbon is ready to go again on second down and 10. Hall in the backfield. He's had a good start to the season here for the Buffaloes. He has been a workhorse, carrying the ball 20-plus times per ball game. Second down and 10 after an incomplete pass. Hard count. They'll hand it off to Hall over the right side. Cuts back on the seam. He's got some room to the 30, to the 40. He's by everybody. And Hall, on the second play of the game, is at the 20, the 10, and 80 yards later, Gibbon is up 6-0. Hall was coming to the right hash, saw an opening, cut it back against the grain, and takes it in from 80 yards out. What a way to start here for the Gibbon Buffaloes on the second play of the game. Hall breaks it. 6-0 and the attempt at extra point now. Braden Snell, the quarterback, the holder is Corbin Hines to attempt the PAT. And the snap is good. The placement is good. Here comes some rush from the outside. They don't get there. The kick is going to be hooked wide left. So the PAT is no good. But the second play of the game, Gibbon goes 80 yards. 11:41 to go, first quarter. Gibbon 6, Wood River nothing.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, it didn't take long for the Buffaloes to get on the board here, and now they're ready to boot the football away, and it'll be Jeff Hall to do so. He just takes two steps and pops it up into the air. It'll be covered at the 23-yard line, returnable up to the 25, and across the 30-yard line before being tripped up for Wood River is Alex Weiss, just a freshman, a lot of freshmen on this roster for Wood River, and that's where the Eagles will take over. First down and 10. Trailing 6-0, just 22 seconds into the ball game after the Jeff Hall 80-yard touchdown run. Those are the ones the TV guys like. They've got their money highlight, and they can go on to the next ball game. But it's a big night here with Coach Bowden on hand. New quarterback, new eye back. Let's see what that means for the Eagles. 36-yard line is where they will start out of the I formation. Rorick will send a man in motion. That's Baugh. He'll stop and go back to the right side now. And it's going to be handed off to the fullback. Bossert has some room. He's got the first down across the 45, working his way towards midfield, and that's where he'll be tackled. Fullback dive off the right side, and a gain of 14 and a first down on the first play for Wood River. Definitely did not expect this to be a scoring fest here tonight, but two big plays already, and the ball is right in the middle of this gorgeous football field at the 50. Wood River is looking into the sun from their bench, especially the coaches who are up behind the stands over there. Gibbon has the shade in front of their capacity crowd. It's homecoming, great crowd. And this time they'll go Bossert off the left side, not fooled. Gibbon's able to stop him after just a couple of yards. Tamayo is in there on the tackle. Also off the bottom of the pile is Gareth Stroh. We'll say it's a gain of one, and that'll bring up second down and 9. 6-0 in favor of the Buffaloes. Wood River trying to, as you would expect, keep it close to the vest here in the early going of this ball game. With the injured quarterback and injured eye back, Bossert, the only man with a lot of experience in the backfield, they line him up as the fullback. Kyle Schultz is actually the eye back. Out of the pro eye set, they give it to Bossert again, and he holding onto his shirt just to make sure he didn't get through the line. He didn't actually make the tackle for Gibbon that time, but give credit to Jesse Walker for making sure he couldn't go forward. Otherwise, Bossert might have found the secondary again. Instead, it's a gain of 2, and it'll be third down and 7 for Wood River. Trailing 6-0 here in the first 2 minutes of our football game on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Melgoza will split out wide to the left, and Baugh will split out wide to the right. Staying in the I formation is Wood River. And they'll give it to the eye back this time off the right side. A little room for Kyle Schultz. He'll get inside the 45, but be tripped up short of the first down at the 43-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 4, and it brings up fourth down and 3 for Wood River. And we'll see what the philosophy is tonight for Coach Farringer and the gang. Do you just keep going for it when you're in the other team's territory, being the decided underdog tonight? Or do you punt the football away and hope that your defense can make some plays? Because they were in tight, and that's how Hall broke the 80-yarder. Now they're setting up to go for it in a shotgun formation this time, and it's going to be Bossert in the Wildcat, and a timeout going to be called before the play gets run by Wood River. So Coach Farringer did not like what he saw. Timeout on the field brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It is 6-0 Gibbon here on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
At the Wood River Golf Course, we like to keep things simple. For example, no membership is ever needed to hit the links on our 9-hole course. In fact, you don't even need a tee time. To eat at Mulligan's Restaurant, all you need to do is bring your appetite. It's that simple. Golf with practice greens, a driving range, and carts, plus great food in a beautiful country surrounding. Serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Sunday through Saturday. Great food, great golf, and great times, all at the Wood River Golf Course. See us by driving 2 miles south on Highway 30 on Berwick Road, southeast of Wood River.
Wood River lines up to go for it on fourth down, and they will out of the Wildcat. Bosshart takes it, and he is not going to get anything. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he'll be wrapped up there by the tandem of Tamayo and Key, and it'll be first down and 10 for Gibbons, stopping Wood River on down. So it looks like they want to ride Dan Bosshart tonight. And he had a 14-yard gain on the first play, but not much after that. So after the stop on fourth and 3, it will be Gibbon football at their own 43-yard line. Already up 6-0 on the Jeff Hall touchdown run from 80 yards on the second play from scrimmage. Back out of that pistol formation. 3 wide outs. They'll give it to Hall, and he is hit in the backfield. Penalty flags come down. He bounces off the first man and then falls forward for 2 or 3 more. First man to get in there looked like was Trey Rathman for Wood River. And just getting back to the line of scrimmage, and they might be gracious and give him a yard, but there is a penalty flag, and it was in the offensive backfield for illegal procedure on Gibbon. And again, interesting. Do you give him a first down? You held him to a half-yard gain. I might decline this. If you're in Wood River shoes tonight, I would not want to give Gibbon any more snaps than they need to have. Discussion here, though. And the referee kind of trying to look towards the sidelines for Wood River. They want to know where the ball will be. It'll be second and 10 or first and 15. I don't know what the long discussion is about here. And it looks like we'll go ahead and mark off the 5-yard penalty. So illegal procedure. The first one of the ball game called on Gibbon. And it'll bring up first down and 15. Split out wide to the right will be Corbin Hines. Split out wide to the left will be Alex Smalcomb. Tight end upright on the left end and out of that pistol formation. Snell takes it. He rolls to his right, wants to throw, dumps it short. It's complete into the hands of Hines. Hines is wrapped up and brought down across the 40 at the 43-yard line. Very short gain. And on the tackle is going to be Paul Soto. May have got the 5 yards back that they had on the penalty. So, again, we're right back where we would have been had the penalty been declined. A 5-yard pass play. Snell now 1 of 2 through the air. 6-0 in favor of Gibbon. 9:05 to go here in the first quarter of play. Each team has had the ball once. Nothing fancy here about what Gibbon's doing, getting out of that pistol formation with Hall the back. He'll give it to him off the left side this time, and he's going to be drugged down as he leans across the 45 to the 46. Keaton Husak is in there to make the tackle. And a gain of a couple. And it'll be third down and 8, just across the 45 at the 46-yard line. Gibbon needs to get into Wood River territory to at least the 47. And let's see if they get that ball to Hall for a big run or if it's back to the air on 3rd and 8. Hard count, Wood River not jumping back to pass, looking left, nothing there, rolling right. Now Hines decides to tuck it up, try to run, gets a tackle or gets a block and then is tackled as he gets across midfield and is short of the first down. Baugh is in there, had some help from Paul Soto as well as Chris Loy, but it's going to be fourth down and about 3 yards to go. So a gain of 5 on the play for Braden Snell. And it looks like Gibbon wants to send the punt unit in, up 6-0. It's a game of numbers tonight for the Buffaloes. See if they can just stick around and take advantage of the lack of depth that Wood River has. If they have to wear them down, they will. And here's the snap, faking it, and Snell's going to take off to the left. He is being stretched out. He breaks the tackle, has the first down. He's down the sideline, 45-40. Men in pursuit at the 30. Gets inside the 20, and he's brought down inside the 15-yard line by the punt returner, Chris Loy. They had a hand on him behind the line of scrimmage, but when he got to the far sideline right at the 50, he was able to step out of the tackle and take it all the way down for a first down here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. So when your quarterback is ever involved in special teams, that means that he can do anything from the punt to holding to anything else, maybe even the kicker. And Snell takes it from his 49-yard line all the way down to the 12. That's going to be a 37-yard gain on the fake punt. First down and 10 at the 12-yard line. Gibbon wants to keep the pedal to the metal right here. And Snell Going to give it to the second man through. New running back in the game. Inside the 10, inside the 5. Grinding close to first down yardage. And that's going to be number 44, Tracy Jacob. Jacob Tracy, number 44, hauling it in for a gain of 7. Second down and 3. They're at the 5, out of that pistol, staying the same formation. It hasn't changed. They go quarterback keeper behind Tracy, and into the end zone is Braden Snell. A 5-yard touchdown run for Snell after converting the fake punt, and it's 12-0. Gibbon on top. So they set up the quarterback keeper by giving it to the freshman in Jacob Tracy, and then the second play, they follow Jacob Tracy into the end zone. Now a try for the PAT. And again, the snap is good. The kick is away. This is a low line driver, and it is good. So the PAT is good, and with 7:40 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Gibbon 13 and Wood River nothing. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
They say the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. That's true if you share a fence with Gideon Sod Farms of Wood River. Let's face it, getting a green, lush, weed-free lawn can be hard. Or it can be as easy as calling Gideon Sod Farms. Gideon Farms is your local source for all your residential and commercial seed and sod needs. Services include fine grading, seeding, and sodding throughout central Nebraska. Sod delivery and pickup available. A beautiful lawn made easy thanks to Gideon Sod Farms of Wood River.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as the kick is away. Picked up at about the 20-yard line by Melgoza on the short kick. Now finds some room. 30, right sideline, 40. He's into midfield territory and gets across to Gibbons, 45, and push him out of bounds. Right around that 42-yard line. Good return, but Gibbon doesn't have special teams as far as a deep kickoff threat, and that has given Wood River great field position. And they are going to officially mark him out, I guess, at the 46-yard line. But still, a first and 10 in Gibbon territory to start this drive. And Wood River needs something good here. Already down 13-0 with 7:32 to go in the first quarter. Gibbon scoring on their first two drives. And Wood River will line it up. Spencer Rorick under center. Lone setback. That's Bosshart. They give it to him. He crashes right up the middle. Inside the 45 and works it hard to between the 42 and the 43-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5 on the play, and we'll call it second down and 5. Wood River has run 6 plays. 5 of them have been to the fullback. They even lined him up in that wildcat on a 4th down, which did not work. And again, if you're joining us late, Wood River is without their starting quarterback and their starting eye back and one of their starting linemen for injury purposes, and so they are patching it up here and trying to survive tonight on 2nd and 5. Hand it to the second man through and hit hard as he gets into the hole as Kyle Schultz stood up and driven backwards. Big hit in the middle of that line by the freshman Wyatt Key. And a gain of maybe a yard, but it looks like we've got some laundry on the field. And see what our referee says. Face mask on Gibbon. And that should be enough to move the chains after a 1-yard gain for Kyle Schultz. And the second penalty of the football game on Gibbon. 13-0 the score. 6:48 to go. Here in the first quarter, Gibbon is on top. Ball will be placed at the 36-yard line, and Wood River will get a fresh set of downs. An 80-yard run by Jeff Hall, a 5-yard run by the quarterback, Braden Snell. One of two on the PATs, and Gibbon leads it 13-0. Wood River did have it in Gibbon territory on the opening possession, but were stopped on 4th down and 4. Now they'll spread it out a little more. Twins out to the wide side left. Single out to the right in Here's Bond, the slot out of the I formation. They'll give it to the fullback, and Bossard is wrapped up immediately. Getting around the legs down low there, Ozzy Rodriguez. That'll let him go anywhere. And maybe got a half a yard on the play. We're going to say it is second down and 10. No gain for Dan Bossard. Kearney Catholic taking on St. Paul tonight. Kearney High on ESPN 1460 is in action against Lincoln Southeast. We'll run down some early scores, and we'll keep you posted throughout the night with our Valentino's scoreboard. They deliver the pizza. We deliver the scores at Valentino's. Now we go bunch left here. They're going to go with an end around into the hands of Melgoza. Melgoza cuts it up on the numbers and will dive towards the 30-yard line for a positive gain of about 5, maybe 6. We'll see where his knee was down on the far side. And Melgoza brought down by Pearson after a 6-yard gain. That'll bring up 3rd down and 4 for the Eagles, trailing 13-0. But this is only their second possession. A chance to keep the drive alive here. Obviously, 2-down territory. Ball just inside the 30-yard line. Baugh, the lone wide receiver left. Smallcomb right. They'll turn. They'll hand it off. Second man through. Gibbon guesses right, and there's nowhere to go for Schultz. He's hit 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Coming through on the run blitz. Wyatt Key makes the tackle. And it's going to be 4th and long. That is not what Wood River was expecting. They thought maybe 2 power runs and see if they could get the 1st down. But Schultz is going to be nailed behind the line of scrimmage for a 4-yard loss. So the 4 he got given back, and it is now 4th down. And 7 yards to go will be the official marking. And Wood River will go for it. Same set, I formation. Rorick back looking for his 1st pass under pressure. Throws it out here. Bossert caught, but he's going to be drugged down right at the 1st down marker, 25-yard line. This is going to be close. Looks like he may have it, and he does. So just enough there. Throwing it out of the flat, Spencer Rorick with the 8-yard completion. And Wood River will stay on offense as they get it just across the 25 to the 24-yard line. 13-0 Gibbon, 4:43 to go here in quarter number one. So Rorick steps up, completes the pass. And Wood River breaks huddle. You get a great crowd on hand for the rivalry game, for Coach Bobby Bowden, for homecoming. It's all tonight. I mean, they've got a lot of stands in the end zones as well. Here is a wildcat run, Bossart. They fake the pitch play to Schultz, and Bossart got a yard, gets between the 28 and the 29-yard line. So for Dan, I've got him for 7 carries and 24 yards here in the 1st quarter of play as the clock continues to run. But Gibbon hits 2 big plays, an 80-yard run, and then on a fake punt, they go 37 yards to set up their 2nd score. Wood River takes a long time in the huddle. They run over. They get the play. I can only imagine we'll see a couple of delays. The 5-second count is on. Finally, they take the quick snap. Rourke's going to keep it himself off the right side. Steps out of a tackle inside the 20. Spins to the 18-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play. Spencer's 1st run of the football game is a nice one. And it'll bring up 3rd down at about 3. So a nice, patient drive being put together here by Wood River. And we'll see if they can continue to keep the football moving. As back into the ball game is Baugh along with Jacob Fiennes. And Fiennes doesn't even run into the huddle. That's telling something right there. He comes in from the sidelines and just runs out to the wide receiver position on the far left hash. 3rd down and 3. And again, they better get that ball snapped, and they do. Rourke back to pass. Fade pattern for Baugh in the end zone. He fights off the defender, but it is knocked away at the last moment by Gareth Stroh, wearing that big wrap on his left hand. He's able to knock it away with the other. That was a beautiful throw, and Baugh, for a minute, I thought got underneath him, but it hung just enough to allow Stroh to get back into the play and knock it away, and that'll bring up 4th down and 3. At the 18-yard line of Gibbon, Wood River can't afford to come this far and come up empty-handed. But this is not a game where you're going to see guys kicking field goals either. So another 4th down attempt. They're 1 of 2 on 4th down. Go 3 wide of the backfield. Bossart of the Wildcat snap. He's going to go right. Looks for a little seam. Spins, and he's got it. inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Jesse Walker tackled him forward. But another fourth down conversion here for the Eagles give Bossart a gain of 5. So in that red zone, getting closer and closer, the Eagles as the first quarter clock continues to grind away. 13-0. Gibbon is on top, but Wood River mounting a threat here. Again, a short field. They've had to work for every single yard as they took the kickoff, which was short, back to the 46-yard line of Gibbon. And they've chewed up 32 yards here and had to go to fourth down twice. Here's another fade pattern. Wide open. Nobody's on Bond. He's in the end zone. I think old Bond may have played the rope-a-dope like he was going out of the game, and Gibbon didn't even have him covered. And it's a 14-yard touchdown pass from Spencer Rorick to Nate Baum, and Wood River is on the board with 2:53 to go here in the first quarter of play. And it looks like the Eagles will come out and attempt the PAT. Jaime Rojas will do the kicking to try and make it a 6-point game. So a 46-yard drive, threw in a couple of well-timed passes. They had to convert fourth multiple times. Here's the snap. Good placement. Good. Kick is hammered. And the kick is good. So with 2:53 to go in the first quarter of play, 3 touchdowns on the board. Rivalry week. It is Gibbon 13 and Wood River 7. Will kick it off after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wood River to boot the football away as we continue on. It's going to be taken deep at about the 2-yard line up the middle, the 10, the 15, 20, 25, and brought down at about the 27-yard line. And that's where Gibbon will start this drive off on the return, White Key. Some other scores early on here in Class A. Kearney 7-0 over Lincoln Southeast. Grand Island 7-0 over Omaha Westside. These are all first quarter scores. Aurora and McCook scoreless as they go to the second. Northwest 14-7 over Scotts Bluff in the first quarter of play. First down and 10 for the Buffaloes. Out of the pistol formation, they'll hand it off over the right side, and breaking and spinning through tackles is going to be Jeff Hall. He'll come across the 30-yard line, take it across the 35, and close to the first down marker, just short at the 37-yard line. So Hall, good spin move after the contact at the original line of scrimmage. The 80-yarder to start things off, then they've been able to bring him down the last couple of times. Second down and 1. At their own 37-yard line. Plenty of wideouts, but they really haven't used them yet at all. Snell out of the pistol. This might be a chance to do it. They're just going to pitch it out to Hall. Tries to get wide left side, and he's drug down from behind. But enough for the first down. In on the tackle is Christian Thompson. And across the 40 to about the 42, 43-yard line, a gain of 4 more for Jeff Hall. So two big plays. Couple of first downs, that fake punt on an 80-yard touchdown is how Gibbon has got on the board. And then a 46-yard drive on the short field for Wood River. 13-7 Gibbon, ball at their own 43-yard line. They have not changed their formation, I don't think, once. Out of the pistol, Snell back to pass, steps up, gets hit, almost lost the football. He's sacked. Getting in there to make the stack for Wood River is Keaton Husak. And they get him inside the 40 at about the 38-yard line. That'll be a loss of 5 for Snell. First sack of the ball game for the Wood River defense, and bring up second down and 15. With a minute 35 and counting in the first quarter, 13-7, Gibbon leading Wood River. Again, one wide right, Twins to the left. Pearson is in that slot left. We haven't called his name, but he goes in motion from left to right, and there it is. They hand it to him on the read option. Right side, gets to the numbers, gets to the sideline, and he's gang-tackled at midfield. He's going to pick up about seven, but after the loss on second down, that'll bring up third down and eight. Ball spotted right on the 45-yard line of the Buffaloes. And you just kind of expect almost every time they touch it right now that you're going to see a big play. Wood River's been solid on all but two plays so far defensively. But a 13-0 deficit to dig out of. Third and eight, big play here at their own 45-yard line. Maybe turn the momentum if they don't convert. Snell, three-step drop out of the pistol, over the middle. Wide open, complete, nice tackle. But Tamayo able to haul it in at the 41-yard line. And that's a gain of 14 yards. Move the chains again here for Gibbon. Snell, his second completion of the first quarter. And Tamayo did a good job of just a little button hook there, finding the open seam. He was upended by Chris Loy. And now it looks like they're going to line up on the different sides of the field. Gibbon had their wide receivers in the wrong spot, so they switch them out. They go four wide this time on first and 10. At their own 41, they will give it to the freshman. Right up the middle is Tracy. Jacob Tracy crashes inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line. And that should be the final play of the first quarter. So after one quarter of play, it is the Max Preps rivalry game of the week in the United States. Bobby Bowden, former Florida State football coach, is on hand, and our first quarter is in the books. The Gibbon Buffaloes 13 and the Wood River Eagles 7. You're listening to high school football on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, unofficially here in the first quarter, as you would expect, Gibbon with the offensive advantage, 147 on the ground, 19 through the air, 166 total. Wood River, 42 on the ground, 22 through the air for 64 total. As we start the second quarter of play here on Classic Hits, it's second and six now for Gibbon on the march at the Wood River 37. A little swing pass out here in the flat, and it's dropped by Hall. He was already looking downfield to read his blocks, as most players end up doing, taking their eye off the ball, and couldn't haul that one in. And that'll bring up third down and six. So Snell, 2 for 3 in the first quarter for 19 yards. He ran for 42, including the 37-yarder on the fake punt. Hall, 87 yards on 4 carries, and including the 80-yard touchdown run. Third down and six now at the 37. Given out of that pistol. They've been staying out of that. Fake the handoff now. Maybe a busted play. Snell just slides down. Yeah. He started right. There was nowhere to go, and he just takes the sack as he is dropped behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of a couple, and that's going to bring up fourth down and eight. Loy gets credit for the tackle here for Wood River. They have not seen a punt yet in the football game, but it looks like Gibbon's going to line up. Remember last time they lined up and ran the fake? Wood River's not really buying it yet. They haven't sent anybody deep. Max Protect here for the Gibbon punter, which is Snell. He takes that full 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. You don't always see that in high school ball. And again, still nobody deep. And the punt is away, backing up, trying to go get the ball is Rojas. Good punt. Did it get into the end zone? Yes, it did. Oh, tough break. Tough break. It bounced at about the five and doing the two-step. Corbin Hines tried to stop his momentum but got into the end zone. And so the punt ends up being 39 yards, but it is a touchback. First down and 10 for Wood River at their own 20-yard line. 11:05 to go here in the first half of play. It's 13-7 in favor of Gibbon. Checking some other scores in C2. St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull scoreless in the first quarter. Sutton and Sandy Creek scoreless early. First down and 10 out of that I formation. Rorick, the quarterback, wants to give it on the option, and as he gets strung out, he's not going to get much. In fact, brought down behind the line of scrimmage, a loss on the play of a yard. And it's going to be second down and 11. Wood River's got to try a couple of those keep them honest type of plays. They want Bossart to carry it. It's obvious and evident by that, because Dan in the first quarter had 8 carries for 29 yards. They tried a couple of passes that were successful, but anything to loosen up Gibbon, because they've got about 9 guys in the box. Option play right side. Rorick keeps it again, but there's no blocking, and Pearson is going to be the first man in there. Hall helps finish him off as he gets back to about the 17-yard line, but that's going to be a loss of 2 more yards, and it'll bring up third down and 13. They are daring Wood River to throw the football, bringing 9 men in the box and going man-to-man on the outside wide receivers. But when you've got the young first-time starter in Rorick back there, just a sophomore, there's not a whole lot of plays you can dial up. Plus, you got to give him time to throw the ball. Boss splits out wide to the right and out wide to the left. Looks like Loy. And they're going to keep it again on the run. And Bossart breaks a couple of tackles, gets across the 20, 25. And now near first down yardage, just brought down in time by the Gibbon defense at the 28-yard line. It's going to be fourth down. In fact, we'll call it a yard to go. And a good run by Bossart picks up 12 yards on the tote, but it's fourth and 1. And Wood River surely has to punt it here inside their own 30-yard line. But it doesn't look like they've sent anything in for punt protection. And they're going to line up to go for it. I'm guessing just a hard count, see if they can get Gibbon to jump. Fourth down and a long yard. Split the backs. Rorick under center. There it is. Long count, hard count. And, yeah, Gibbon didn't even flinch. And they're just going to go ahead and take the delay of game penalty. And then that will bring up the 5 yards. That's the first penalty of the ball game against Wood River. In the first quarter, just 2 for 10 yards against Gibbon. And now we see special teams coming on both ways. Back for Gibbon will be Hall and Hines. They'll stand back at about their 40-yard line. Wood River will have the ball spotted at the 23. As we're ready to boot it away here. Clock running with 8:50 to go. Second quarter, 13-7, Gibbon over Wood River. Here's the snap. Good one to Bossart. No rush, and it's off the side of his foot. It's going to bounce at the 41-yard line and go out of bounds at the 42-43. That's only a 20-yard punt for Bossart, and that'll give great field position to Gibbon here as they will start in Eagle territory with 8:40 to go in the first half. 13-7, Gibbon on top at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Other scores in the second quarter, Ravenna and Arcadia Loup City, 14-all. Centura looking for their first win, leads Twin River by a score of 6-0 in C2 action. We'll work our way down to some 8-man and then get back to the top. Right now, first and 10. Out of that pistol, they'll pitch it to Hall. He's hitting the backfield, spun and brought down from behind. Another good tackle back there by Chris Loy. Going to be a loss of a yard on the play. So after that big run on the first carry of the game, they have kept Hall in check. In D1, Arapaho 14-0 over Axtell in the second quarter of play. Exeter Milligan 32-12 over Giltner in the second quarter of play. Again, a lot of games that we could use some updates on. So if you have those updates, please give us a text or give us a call, 646-0506, 308-646-0506. Second down and 11 for Gibbon at their own 43-yard line. Back to pass, Snell rolls right, has some time, doesn't like what he sees, decides to take off, gets through the middle of the line, and then slides down inside the 40 at about the 38. He's going to be able to pick up 5 yards on the play and bring up third down and about 6 to go. No scoring yet here in the second quarter. All the scoring coming in the opening stanza. Gibbons scored on their first two possessions. Wood River scored on their second time holding on to the football. Wood River's defense has looked better since that opening drive, obviously. Third and six at the 38. Snell takes the snap, hands it to Hall off the left side, lowers his shoulder, runs into his defender, Christian Thompson, who kind of throws him backwards, but Thompson held on enough to drag him down at the 35-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, got about half of what he needed. And it'll be fourth down and three for Gibbon, and obviously they'll be going for it here. Ball on the near hash in front of the Gibbon bench at their own 35-yard line. Twins left, single right. Hall behind his pistol quarterback in Snell. And back to pass. Snell rolls right, looking for the button hook. Pump fake, now wants to go deep. He's double covered, and it is incomplete. They went for it all to Corbin Hines. But great defense over there by Nate Baugh and Jaime Rojas. They knew what was going on the stop and go. Good job by the offensive line of Gibbon, because you've got to have time to set that up. And Hines showed that he's got an arm, quarterback Braden Snell showed that he had an arm there, overshooting his intended receiver in Hines. So another fourth down that comes up empty, and Wood River will take over. When it looked like they might get blown out of the building here early on, all of a sudden they're right back in the football game, down six with the ball at their own 35-yard line. 6:37 to go in the second quarter here on Classic Hits. Back to the power eye formation. Bosshart is the fullback, and we have got penalty flags. In fact, they took Bosshart out. They have put at the fullback position Kyle Schultz, and Chris Loy is in at the eye back. And that may be the reason for the early jump. And the officials have brought the cards out of their, it looks like, illegal substitution. In for Gibbon. It's for Gibbon. And that's a 5-yard penalty. It'll bring up first down and five. So it'll be first down and five, Wood River. We'll send in some new personnel. Third penalty of the ball game for the Buffaloes of Gibbon. First and five, and for the second time here, we'll see Wood River go bunch to the left, and it's going to be an end around, and there's nowhere to go. Busting through there for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Let me pick up the right guy here. Is that? We're still trying to pick up the number out there. That might have been Escondon, the freshman. Looked like he must have been in there to fix things up and nail number one. Melgoza behind the line of scrimmage. Melgoza will lose three on the play, and it'll bring up second down and eight. So trying to change something up, going for the home run didn't work. Now back to passes. Rorick underneath, the pass is complete to Baugh. He's hit immediately and driven down by Tommy Costello as he made the catch at the 41-yard line. Gets positive yardage, gets about half of what they need. It'll be third down, and we'll call it 4 yards to go. So Rorick doesn't throw the ball deep. That's only his fourth attempt. He's 3 of 4, hit the touchdown pass when they left Baugh uncovered. Third and four for Wood River. Ball at their own 41-yard line, trailing 13-7. Don't forget tomorrow, Big Red Football on the Breeze, 94.5, as they host Illinois in the Big Ten opener. Pregame at 3, kickoff at 8. We've also got Hastings College homecoming football against Dakota Wesleyan at 1 on 1230 KHAS. Third and four, here comes the blitz. Rorick trying to set up the screen, and as he got rid of it, it's incomplete. Just past Christian Thompson. Right play call there, but the pressure gave him 1 second too few to get his feet set and throw the football. So it'll bring up fourth down and five here, fourth down and four for Wood River at their own 41-yard line. Each team has punted once, and it looks like the Eagles are going to line up to punt the ball away again. Hall and Hines back deep for Gibbon. As the punter stands at his 30-yard line, only about a 10-yard drop. And here's another fake. This one's from Bosshart. Gets the block, gets to the corner, has the first down into Gibbon territory at the 48-yard line. A gain of 11, so each team has run a fake punt, and both times it has been successful. Move the chains for the first time here in the second quarter. 13-7, Wood River trails, but They execute the fake punt. They'll mark the ball between the 48 and 49-yard line of the Buffaloes. First down and 10. They have all three of their timeouts remaining. For Wood River, three timeouts remaining for Gibbon. Split out wide to the left. Jacob Fines out of the I formation again. Oh, before he can even hand off, the quarterback is crushed by Wyatt Lee. He came through on the run blitz untouched. Rorick had no chance. He barely even got turned around, and he was eating his own grass as they're back on the Wood River side of midfield. A loss of two back to the 48-yard line. Big-time rush from a freshman in Wyatt Key. We've named his name a few times already tonight. He's looking good. Kearney leads Lincoln Southeast 21-0 as they play in the second quarter. Second and 12. Rorick out of the I formation. Hands off to the second man through. His eye back is Kyle Schultz. Tries the right side. He doesn't get much. Maybe a yard before being driven back by the interior portion of that line, including Alex Smolcomb. Also in there is Brown. Colton Brown getting the tackle in there. A gain of one. And it'll be third down and 11. Twins left, Twins right, and we are going to have a whistle and a timeout for Wood River to set up the third and 11 with 3:31 to go in the second quarter of play. It's Gibbon 13 and Wood River 7. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Third down and 11 for Wood River at their own 49-yard line. Out of the timeout, they will send in motion Mel Goza from right to left. They'll swing it behind the line of scrimmage where he made the catch. Now up the field, 50 breaks a tackle, 45, got to the 44. Oh, man, that was an inch away from being disaster because that pass was backwards, and Mel Goza made a great adjustment to go back against the grain, grab it, and up the field he goes to the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 7. That'll go as a run in the statistics here. And now they can go for it again with the clock ticking under 3 minutes as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Fourth and 4, Wood River at the Gibbon 44-yard line. 4 wide, they're going to go shotgun this time with Spencer Rorick. Swing pass down the right side. They get it to Mel Goza again. Makes a man miss, but the second man is going to bring him down at the line of scrimmage. Garrett Stroh able to get over there and make the tackle. Great job by Mel Goza to make the first man miss, but on that play, there was only one blocker out there, and Gibbon smelled it out pretty good. I thought maybe he'd have just enough speed to get to the sideline and make the 41-yard line, but just short. And it'll be first down and 10. So some time here for Gibbon. 2:47 remains before halftime, homecoming night. Bobby Bowden night, rivalry night from Max Preps. They've got all their timeouts, started at the 41-yard line. And Snell will hand it to Hall up the middle, meets the interior defense of Wood River, drives him forward over the 45 to the 47-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 6 on the play for Jeff Hall, trying to get to 100 yards here in the first half, but they haven't been able to do much offensively here in the second quarter for Gibbon, looking for a first down. In there on the tackle is Castellana again. Second down, and they'll hand it off Right side, Hall spins off a man, tackled forward again into Wood River territory at about the 48-yard line. Should be enough for the first down. There's Cody Ronfeld, or excuse me, wrong 57. Grant Swanson is among those in on the tackle. Keaton Husak is in there as well. But Hall is able to pick up the necessary yardage for the first down and go over the 100-yard mark here. 2:05 to go at the Wood River 47-yard line. They keep working Hall. He's hitting the backfield and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Dan Bossert got him. He's able to lean forward just enough to get the ball to the original line of scrimmage. But now the clock runs, and here's where you have to make some decisions. Quick play calls. Try and execute. And it looks like for Gibbon, you've got Cody Ronfeld over here trying to walk off something on his left ankle or his left knee right now. We'll try and keep an eye on that. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Second down and 10 at the 47. And Hall will fake the handoff, give it to the fullback. And that's the second fullback, Jacob Tracy, crashing inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. A gain of 7, his third carry of the ball game. Bring up third down and about 3 yards to go. Clock continues to run. It'll be under a minute when this ball is snapped. Gibbon has 3 timeouts. 3 wideouts. Snell, Gibbon kind of leaned there, but they don't blow the whistle. They give it to Tracy. Busts his way up the middle, has the first down, stood up at the 35. The clock stops with 50 seconds to go. 4 more there for Tracy. And now Gibbon should have plenty of time here with 3 timeouts at the 35. And Gibbon probably could attempt the field goal, but it would have to be inside 30 yards, I would imagine. But the clock running now. Gibbon hasn't snapped it. 7, 8 seconds, still changing the play now. 10 seconds run off the clock. And Snell drops back the pass. Looking left. Beautiful spiral. Hall caught it. 20, 15. And he stepped out of bounds. I thought he did. I was afraid he might have stepped out of bounds before he caught the ball. But it's a first down at about the 17-yard line. Beautiful ball there from Snell, an 18-yard gain. So 3 straight first downs, 32 seconds remaining here in the first half. Big, big opportunity. Gibbon took the ball to start the game, so Wood River will get it to start the third quarter. Can Gibbon go up 2 scores here into half? Clock stopped with 32 seconds to go. Snell from the 17. Pitches at Hall, right side, between the guard and tackle. Gets inside the 15, takes the pile with him to the 13, and we'll have a timeout with 26 seconds to go. Hall picks up 4 on the play. And now Gibbon will discuss things. With 26 seconds to go before halftime, it's Gibbon 13, Wood River 7, and the Buffaloes are on the move. 2nd and 5 at the 13-yard line when we come back.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for 2. That's 2 of everything. 2 prime ribs, 2 salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back to high school football out of the timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. As Gibbon trying to go up by 2 scores. 2nd and 5 inside the 13. 26 seconds to go. Out of the pistol again. Hall behind his quarterback, Braden Snell. 3 wideouts. And back to pass. Looking left. Slant pattern. The ball beautifully caught it into the end zone for a Gibbon touchdown. Alec Smallcomb. That's right on the hand. Smallcomb outstretches him at the 5 and a quick slant it in for a 12-yard touchdown. 22 seconds remaining here in the quarter. And Smallcomb hauls it in to put Gibbon up by a score of 19-7. Now the extra point. Gibbon will trot out there. I thought maybe they'd try for 2, but looks like a timeout has to be called by Gibbon before the PAT, which if you have to use one, there's nothing wrong with one here. They're not going to need them after this. So they didn't have the right personnel out there in timeout on the field. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. A 59-yard drive capped off by the 12-yard pass from Braden Snell to Alex Smalkum to make it 19-7. Other scores that we'll be taking a look at here at the half, Kearney High, some Class B action that's getting underway, some of it out in the panhandle tonight with Hastings out there, Adams Central out there, Grand Island Northwest out there. But Scotts Bluff has scored 21 in a row to take a 28-14 lead over Northwest in the second quarter. Kearney continues to lead Lincoln Southeast 21-0. And Grand Island on the ropes. Omaha Westside 21, Grand Island 7 in the second quarter of play. McCook 7-0 over Aurora in the second quarter. And it looks like they will go for two. Snell gives it to Hall. He's hit in the backfield by Bossart and didn't get anything. So the two-point conversion is no good. And with 22 seconds remaining in the first half, it's Gibbon 19, Wood River 7. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Coming up at half, we will also try and hear some sound bites from Bobby Bowden, Florida State coach who is on hand here tonight for part of the Rivalry Week festivities. Here's a pooch kick by Snell, and Wood River lets it bounce, pick it up at the 15-yard line with Melgoza, 20, tries the left side, 25, weaving his way to the 30, and then he'll be tackled right there with 15 seconds to go. Looking for that hole to explode through as Hines makes the tackle. But it was just strung out and nowhere to cut it up. So we'll see what Wood River elects to do. You surely don't want to make a mistake here. You're going to get the ball to start the third quarter. I imagine Dan Bossart might touch it one more time, and then it's off to the locker room. Coach Bowden is expected to speak to the fans here at Gibbon at halftime as well. And we'll see what the coach has to say to the fans on hand. Wood River is going to have four wideouts. Outs, though, give the appearance that they're going to throw it, but Bossart is the lone setback, and Rourke will give it to him, and we've got penalty flags. With 11 seconds to go, I'm surprised the play wasn't blown dead. That might mean that it was offsides on Gibbon. We'll find out. Haven't had a whole lot of laundry here in the first half. And we'll see what the referee tells us. It will be a false start on Wood River. So that'll be their second penalty, and maybe time for one more play, and they won't even have to snap the ball if they don't want to. As they take their time running players in, 11 seconds, and they take their time marking the ball off here, so that gives Wood River time to get set, actually. Very deliberate on the penalties that we have had. Nothing wrong with that. It's just they're ready to go and snap the ball when they blow the play ready, and here we go. Clock running, 9-8-7 under the center I formation. Rourke hands to the second man through. That's going to be Schultz. Doesn't get much up to about the 29-yard line. It's going to be a gain of about 3 on the play, and that will bring us to halftime. It is homecoming here at Gibbon, and the Buffaloes are in good shape. Your score, Gibbon 19 and Wood River 7. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with scores, highlights, statistics, and hopefully a chance to get some comments from Coach Bobby Bowden. So stay with us. It's all coming up here on Classic Hits.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Welcome back here to Gibbon. Just getting a chance to talk with Rhonda Blanchford Green during the break there, the executive director of the NSAA. She's been busy in the area with some speech awards, of course, coming here for the festivities. She's been bouncing around the area, and glad to have her as part of what's going on here tonight at Gibbon. A lot going on, but the football game is what we have been watching here for the last hour, and your football score at the half is 19-7 in favor of the Gibbon Buffaloes, punching that one in on a 12-yard touchdown pass from Braden Snell to Alex Smalkum right before halftime with 22 seconds to go. Gives them a little extra breathing room as we go towards halftime. And the halftime report, as always, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Well, let's take a look at some of the scores that we have from our Platte River Preps scoreboard. And, of course, the scores are brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And we will start in Class A. And, again, we remind you, if you're at halftime, a lot of schools that have the 7 o'clock kickoff will be at halftime. Maybe you're out at the vehicle. Maybe you're walking around. Maybe you're just checking the score of our game. Text us or call in the score of your game. We'd really appreciate it. 308-646-0506. 646-0506. In Class A, late second quarter, Omaha West Side 21, Grand Island 7. Kearney 28, Lincoln Southeast nothing. In Class B, McCook and Aurora 7-7 at the half. York 17, Crete nothing in the second quarter. Scotts Bluff 35, Grand Island Northwest 21 late in the second quarter. And Sydney 14, Lexington nothing. Hastings and Alliance and Adams Central and Garing just ready to kick off with the 8 o'clock kickoffs out in the Panhandle. You can hear the Adams Central Garing game on PlatteRiverPreps.com or ESPN 1550. In some Class C1 action, we can tell you that it is Broken Bow leading O'Neill 14-6 at the half. Grand Island Central Catholic 12, Central City 7. That's late second quarter. Boone Central Lubin Grove 7-3 over West Point Beamer in the second quarter. And Kearney Catholic 23, St. Paul nothing in the second quarter of play. Looking for scores from the Minden-Holdridge contest. If you've got a score for that, we'll also pass along Cozad-Gothenburg here when we get that updated for you. Scoreless at halftime at Duncan Field. Donovan Trumbull, Hastings, St. Cecilia 0-0 at the half. That's on 1230 KHAS. Other scores in C2, North Platte St. Pat's 17, Hershey 12 at the half. Sutton 12-0 over Sandy Creek in the second quarter. Superior looking for two in a row, 7-7 with Southern Valley in the second quarter. It's Arcadia Loup City 20 and Ravenna 14. And Centura scored first. No update since the first quarter, but they were leading Twin River 6-0 in Class C2. Earlier today, Harnington Cedar Catholic beat West Holt 42-7. In Class D1, it is late second quarter, Arapahoe 28 and Axtell nothing. Could use some score updates on the Franklin Blue Hill, South Loop Burwell, Shelton Elm Creek games that are going on around the area. And Ansley Litchfield has beaten Twin Loop tonight 28-8. In Class D2, it is Exeter Milligan 40, Giltner 20 in second quarter action. Osceola leads Hampton 8-0 early on. Elkhorn Valley 26-0 over Heartland Lutheran. That is in the second quarter of play. And Selma Myrna 8, Pleasanton nothing. That is in the second quarter. We would love any score updates from the following games: Alma Kennesaw, Elwood Loomis, along with Red Cloud Meridian, Lawrence Nelson Lewiston, Overton Stapleton, SEM Sandhill Stedford. Those games, if you could get us a score, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, the number 646-0506. One area game tomorrow up in Walbach. Amherst will take on Greeley-Walbach, North Loup Scotia at 2 o'clock. Here it is halftime, Gibbon 19, Wood River 7, homecoming. More coming up, including stats and more from our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a moment.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
Farmers work hand-in-hand with Mother Nature to feed the world. Sometimes Mother Nature giveth, sometimes she taketh away. For those times, there's Babel Agency in Wood River. Crop insurance protects you, your family, and your way of life. Babel Agency has been a business in Wood River since 1948. Crop insurance is what we do, all day, every day. It's a partnership you can count on, because you can't always count on Mother Nature. Experience, knowledge, trust. Babel Agency, protecting farmers in the Wood River area since 1948.
And welcome back to high school football coverage and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Gibbon, beautiful facilities, beautiful night for football, and wherever you're at, hope you're enjoying the game here this evening. Let's take a look at a few of the first half stats that we have for you unofficially, starting with Wood River. They are led by Dan Bossart, who has 10 carries for 52 yards in the ball game. One of those was a fake punt for 11 yards. Kyle Schultz, 5 carries for 5 yards. Angelus Melgoza with 3 carries for 10 yards for Angelus Melgoza. Spencer Rorick has ran the ball 4 times, just 1 yard. They got him behind the line of scrimmage a couple of times. So 22 carries, 68 yards on the ground for Wood River. Through the air for Rorick, he has put it up 6 times. He has hit 4 of those. No interceptions, and a 14-yard touchdown pass, the only score of the first half for Wood River, as he hooks up with Nate Baugh. The conversion by Jaime Rojas made it 13-7 at the time. One punt went for just 20 yards. There's not been a turnover so far in the football game. 2 penalties for 10 yards, 5 first downs is what I have for Wood River. So 68 on the ground, 29 through the air. That's 97 total yards for the Eagles. They had a couple of short fields. In fact, the touchdown drive was a 46-yard drive, which started at Gibbons after a good return on a short kick. So that's the numbers we have for Wood River here in the first half. We'll be back and talk about Gibbon after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Unofficially, let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Jeff Hall, you take away the one run that he had, and this is a whole different football game, but the one run was the second play of the game where he busted it off the right side for 80 yards. Hall has 10 carries for 107 yards and that touchdown run, the 80-yarder, to put him up by a score of 6-0. The extra point was no good. Vinny Pearson, one carry, 7 yards. The freshman, Jacob Tracy, 4 carries, 22 yards. And the quarterback, Braden Snell, 6 carries, 45 yards, including a touchdown. And he also had a 37-yard fake punt that set up the second touchdown of the night. So 21 rushing attempts, 181 yards on the ground for Gibbon. Through the air, Snell has put it up 7 times. He has completed 4 of those, including a 12-yard touchdown pass right before halftime to Alex Smalkum. So 4 of 7 with no interceptions, 1 touchdown, 49 yards through the air in the first half, 181 on the ground. That's 230 total yards of offense. 9 first downs for Gibbon in the opening half. No turnovers, 1 punt, a 39-yarder that went into the end zone, 3 penalties for 15 yards. The game got going just 19 seconds in, as we said, crossing the goal line from 80 yards out, Jeff Hall, and the kick was wide left. That made it 6-0, and then a 5-yard run by Braden Snell after converting the fake punt, capped the 57-yard drive. Snell hit the kick to make it 13-0. Then after a short kick on the ensuing kickoff was returned to the Gibbon 46-yard line, Wood River had their best drive, capped by a 14-yard touchdown pass from Spencer Rorick to Nate Baugh, in which they converted 2 fourth downs. Jaime Rojas added the extra point, and Wood River cut it to 13-7. And then we traded punts, and it was a very quiet second quarter until the last drive when Brayton Snell hit Alex Smalkum to cap a 59-yard drive with a 12-yard touchdown pass with 22 seconds to go before halftime. The 2-point run was no good, but your score at the half is Gibbon 19 and Wood River 7. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
At the Wood River Golf Course, we like to keep things simple. For example, no membership is ever needed to hit the links on our 9-hole course. In fact, you don't even need a tee time. To eat at Mulligan's Restaurant, all you need to do is bring your appetite. It's that simple. Golf with practice greens, a driving range, and carts. Plus great food in a beautiful country surrounding. Serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Sunday through Saturday. Great food, great golf, and great times. All at the Wood River Golf Course. See us by driving 2 miles south on Highway 30 on Berwick Road, southeast of Wood River.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska-Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Gentleman Bobby Bowden has just taken the microphone here at midfield. Let's hear some comments from the coach here at Gibbon.
Area, when you come off the field, you have to dodge the trash. But instead, when we came off the field in Lincoln, the Nebraska fans were just clapped and stood up, and we hadn't seen anything like it. Of course, I always had a great relationship with Tom Osborne. You want me to tell you a little tale that Tom told? I'm going to tell you, he came down to Tallahassee about 5 years ago. They were hosting me, and this is a story he told. He said he was in one of the towns in Nebraska at a banquet. He was sitting up at the head table. This lady came up in front of him, and she said, "You know, you're not very bad looking." looking when you've been drinking. Tom said, lady, I haven't been drinking. She said, but yes, I have. Y'all might have heard that. But that's you're very, you know, I come up to Nebraska every year about one time. If I get invited to come up here to speak at a banquet, if I don't have something on my calendar, I'll be here, you know, because I appreciate you people so much. I sincerely mean, I believe the most American people in this nation are in Nebraska. People that are proud, people that are honest, people that are hardworking, people who are trustworthy. That's what I see, you know. In a lot of parts of our country, we're missing that. So y'all keep doing y'all's thing. And as the Lord gives me good health, I will be back to my pastor.
Bobby Bowden here on the field, getting, of course, a standing ovation, as he has done with a few messages here. And it's great. And the crowd are responding with the Florida State chant, doing the best job that they can with that chant, which they probably haven't practiced very much here. But Bobby Bowden, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the football field here in Gibbon, and being escorted off at this time. And folks, I don't care if it's Gibbon, Nebraska, and you're wondering, why is Bobby Bowden in Gibbon, Nebraska, not Lincoln, not Omaha, not North Platte, not Grand Island, not Kearney? He's here in Gibbon because they asked him to come. That's why, folks. And of course, there's a little incentive to go along with that, but you could go anywhere for that incentive. And it's great that the folks here at Gibbon have taken the time, have put the effort to make this such a special night. You know what? There's not another high school football game in the entire state of Nebraska that is having a special night like this. They're having their own special nights, but it's not homecoming. It's not national game of the week rival game on Max Preps, and you don't have the winningest coach in the history of Division I football speaking to your kids, your players, your community, and your fans here from Gibbon and Wood River. So, all class for our head football coach, Bobby Bowden. We will take a break and be back with more. Your halftime score, Gibbon 19 and Wood River 7, here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to high school football, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Heard a little bit there from Bobby Bowden out on the field. He spoke to the press as we were coming onto the air, and we have a couple of comments from Coach Bowden. And one of those, Stu Pospisil is here from the Omaha World Herald, and he flat out asked the coach, are you glad that you're done coaching?
I'm glad I'm out. People ask me, do you miss it? And I said, not one bit, you know. I miss the boys, you miss the kids and all that. But I tell you, there's so many things. The fun, the things that happen outside of coaching makes it unfun, you know. If you just coach, boy, it'd still be a great profession. I used to, when I was coaching, and you spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday going through problems. Then Saturday, you'd go down on the field, and you start to come out on the field for the first kickoff. I used to say, God, thank you. I'm finally at peace. They can't get to me now. I'm happy. You know, that was the happiest part, coaching. You don't hardly ever get to coach. 14 times a year and a couple hours.
Have you been outside at all yet?
Have I been out?
Yeah, have you seen the fence? They put cups in the fence.
Just when we drove up, I did see some of the things they had there.
Did you see your old catchphrase?
The what? Have my what? No, I think I saw my name down there. But
that's Bobby Bowden in a few of his comments that he had earlier tonight. Let's hear a couple more comments from the coach.
The ones they've got now?
Yeah.
The ADs they've got on the committee?
Yeah.
They can't do what old coach did Southern Cal a couple of weeks ago, went down on the field and started getting on official. If he's going to vote, he can't do that. You know what? I think he learned his lesson, too. But they're capable. I'm not in favor of that. I don't like the playoff. I mean, I like it like it was. At the end of the year, pick up one versus two. They always got it right. You know, now we got four teams out there. They ain't going to get that right. They're going to have four teams. That dadgum, some team with a 4-2 record is going to end up winning a national championship because they beat a team 15-0. If that's the way they want it, okay, I'll go along with it. I enjoy watching the game, so if it's – I hope it works for their sake, you know.
How big is it going to get?
How big is it going to get?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The universities got to be sure they stay in control. The universities have got to stay in the control. The coach is not bigger than the university. Football is not bigger than education. You know, as long as they keep it in perspective, it'll be okay.
That is former Florida State coach Bobby Bowden. Of course, he and Joe Paterno, 1-2, and you can debate who – by the record books has had some wins taken away or not, but whether you're the number one or number two, one of the greatest college football coaches in history, and pleased to have him here in Gibbon. We will take a final break and be back with second half action. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Your score at half, Gibbon 19, Wood River 7.
They say the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. That's true if you share a fence with Gideon Sod Farms of Wood River. Let's face it, getting a green, lush, weed-free lawn can be hard. Or it can be as easy as calling Gideon Sod Farms. Gideon Farms is your local source for all your residential and commercial seed and sod needs. Services include fine grading, seeding, and sodding throughout central Nebraska. Sod delivery and pickup available. A beautiful lawn made easy thanks to Gideon Sod Farms of Wood River.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
All in the backfield. He's had a good start to the season here for the Buffaloes. He has been a workhorse, carrying the ball 20-plus times per ball game. Second down and 10 after an incomplete pass. Hard count. They'll hand it off to Hall over the right side. Cuts back on the seam. He's got some room to the 30, to the 40. He's by everybody. And Hall on the second play of the game is at the 20, the 10, and 80 yards later, Gibbon is up 6-0. And that's how the scoring began here this evening. Jeff Hall, second play of the game, busted out there from 80 yards away, and Gibbon has not trailed, although Wood River making it interesting, and they get the ball to start the second half down 13-7. A lot of our football games are at halftime. Let's give you a quick run-through as they get ready for kickoff. Kearney 28-0 over Lincoln Southeast. Omaha Westside 21-19 over Grand Island. Lincoln East over North Platte. by a score of 14-3. Also at the half in B, Aurora and McCook 7-7. York over Crete 17-0. Sydney over Lexington 14-7. 42-28, Scotts Bluff leads Grand Island Northwest in the second quarter, and Adams Central has scored first, leading Gehring 7-0 in the first quarter. We are ready to get our second half underway, moving from south to north or right to left as you view it along your radio dial as Wood River. Again, a short pooch kick into the open area of the field. We picked up at the 19-yard line by Jacob Fines, trying to go all the way from left to right to find some blockers, and all he does is get strung out and lose yardage back inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line. That was a well-placed kick by Hall and the Gibbon Buffaloes. And it'll be first down and 10 for Wood River. They had some success there in the first half because they had the short field and they didn't have to worry about going for it on fourth down. But now you have to grind out a couple of first downs. They really haven't had any big plays. The biggest was the 14-yard touchdown pass. Biggest run was the fake punt, an 11-yarder. So everything has been on the ground. Bossert, the majority of the carries, 10 for 52. Schultz only 5, quarterback Rorick 4, and they gave it to Melgoza 3 times. Back in the I formation with twins, and they'll give it off on the right side, looking for running room. Bossert across the 20 to about the 22. Gibbon defense stays right on top of the play in there most of the night. Let me double check here. We had a number change, and I need to pass that along to you. Colton Brown has been in there quite a few times making tackles. It's going to be a gain of about 3 on the play, and we'll call it second down and 7. Colton Brown, if you're in the stadium, is 63 and not 30 tonight. Rorick again under center out of the I formation, sends a man in motion. Melgoza from right to left, giving him twins to that side. And a swing pass out to him. He catches it, gets a nice block from Baugh, makes a man miss. But after all that, can only get to the 25-yard line and is brought down by Pearson and company. In fact, out there again was Colton Brown. It's a good-looking play, but it just took a little long to develop, and Gibbon was on it. It was two guys on four, and the four are going to win that battle. That pass looked like it might have been behind the line of scrimmage again, but can't tell from our vantage point, so we'll put it down as passing yards and say that it is a gain of 5. Bring up third down and 3 at their own 25-yard line. Second man through, looking to make people miss. Spinning, running hard is going to be Chris Loy, and he's going to get forward progress to the 28, and that's going to be very close to the first down marker. Loy with his first carry, I believe, of the football game. And did we have some laundry on the field? No, they're just going to go ahead and bring the chain gang in for the first time. And with that, the chain gang bringing out the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home at Kearney Towing and Repair. So they bring the chains out, stretch them down here. Wood River really needs something good here so they don't have to go for it on fourth, but it is going to be fourth by about the nose of the football, if that much. It's fourth and inches, and Wood River has played like they've got nothing to lose here. They've went for it in their own territory. They've converted a number of fourth downs already in this football game. It's a half, or it's a couple of inches that you should get, but if you bobble the snap, or we've seen them get hit behind the line of scrimmage a couple of times on a run blitz from Wyatt Key, and if you get stuck here, that could turn your chances of hanging around in the ball game and send them on the bus. So they'll line up one wide out, and Baugh, double tight end, I formation, quarterback sneak. And there wasn't a whole lot of penetration there. In fact, he got loose there at the end. The ball might have even came out trying to work for extra yardage there. Was Bossert lined up under center, and they say that they don't get it. Short of the first down. And Gibbon will take over on downs. They, when it's money time, do line Bossert, the senior, up to take the snap. And they knew it was coming, and they stand him up quickly. And taking over at the 27-yard line will be the Gibbon Buffaloes. Chance to maybe put this one away here early in the third quarter, 19-7. staying out of that pistol formation, single wide right and left. They give it to Hall. Stretch play left side, trying to get to the corner. Steps out of a tackle, gets to the corner, to the 20, to the 15, inside the 10. That'll be shoved out of bounds by Nate Baugh. It'll be first down and goal for Gibbon after a gain of about 18 yards on the play from the 27 down to the 9-yard line. And we'll call it first and goal. 2 minutes in to the third quarter. Hall has scored on a run. Snell has scored on a run. And a touchdown pass. Snell out of the pistol, first and goal at the 9. Back to pass, three-step drop, rolls to his right. Has time, now has to run. He's hit, avoids the rush. Now going to his left, breaks a tackle, gets to the 5, goes to the pylon, and he is out of bounds before he can get into the end zone. Good job of scrambling there by the quarterback, Braden Snell, in for Gareth Stroh, who messed up the throwing hand, thumb on his throwing hand. And he's going to get down to about the 1 or the 2. Looks like the 2-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play for Braden Snell. Second and goal at the 2-yard line. 9:52 to go here in the third quarter. Hall behind the pistol quarterback in Braden Snell. I imagine we're going to see Hall get the call. And he does. Off the right side, he's hit, wrapped up, doesn't get there. First man in is going to be Kyle Schultz for the Eagles. And that'll bring up third down. May have lost a yard on the play. We'll call it third and goal at the 3. So Wood River really keying on Hall. They've done a good job in pass protection, though. There's been about 3 times that Snell has had plenty of time to roam around and has ended up tucking the ball. Wide left is Smalkum. He had the touchdown reception before half. Third and goal at the 4. Hines to the right. Roll out to the right. Looking for Hines. Post, and he's got it. Touchdown, Corbin Hines. A 4-yard touchdown reception with 9:16 to go here in the third quarter of play. And the 4th different player to score here for the Buffaloes. 25-7, Gibbon on top. So they get the key stop on 4th down, and they're able to make it pay off immediately. And as we talked about, at 4th down in inches, you're going to get it 9 out of 10 times. That was the time they didn't get it. So now they line up for the PAT kick. And the kick is away, hammered up, and good. And that is Ricardo Ramirez. He's the new kicker this time, and he hammered it through there. So 9:16 to go in the third quarter, Gibbon 26, and Wood River 7. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including 2 huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And the Buffaloes have given a lined up to kick it off after the 4-yard touchdown pass on third down. The boot from Hall got a little bit more into this one. It'll be taken by Melgoza back at about the 10. He'll come up to the 15, 20, follows his blockers, 25, 30, and is drug down at the 32-yard line. In there on the tackle, Ramirez as well as Jacob Tracy. I like what Melgoza's doing, a junior. I like what he's done on special teams here. He doesn't take it backwards, but he finds his blocker, stays behind him, doesn't run like heck and then get tackled after 2 yards because he just wanted to run fast. He's done a good job on the returns, and Wood River will start at their own 33-yard line. Possible upset in Class B. It is Blair 31, Scutt 21. And here it's going to be Bossart taking it off the right side. And off right tackle, he'll crash across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play for Dan. He has definitely been the workhorse here for Wood River. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, we'll bring you the post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Want to remind you that we've got high school volleyball on Tuesday. Grand Island Central Catholic at Kearney Catholic for their annual duel. Varsity a little after 7 o'clock Tuesday night. That's a good football setup for next week as well. Second down, and they'll turn and hand it off. Schultz got the hole, and he's got the first down as he gets out to the 45-yard line. Big hole off the left side. And Kyle Schultz, with his best run of the evening, will tack up an 8-yarder. Next week, we'll be headed for some afternoon football to Lincoln, as Kearney will be taking on Lincoln East at 4:30. And we will also have the Kearney Catholic matchup at Central City next week on ESPN Radio. And then a couple of games that we're considering, most likely Sutton, Donovan, Trumbull, the night game here on Classic Hits. First and 10 at their own 45. Wood River with the football. Counterplay, Schultz right side. Nowhere to go. Keeps those legs churning. Gets a couple of yards out to the 47-yard line. And that's the way it's been all night long. Hard running in between the tackles off the bottom of the pile. Alex Smolcomb. But there's been some great job by the interior line. Jesse Walker is in there. He's been all over the place. They don't seem like they want to run at Jose Loza very much, number 61. Second out and 8, 7:40 to go here in the third quarter, 26-7 Gibbon. And again, 9 guys in the box for Gibbon. Bossard out of the Wildcat, wants to throw as far as he can. It's kind of hanging up in the air. Probably should be a flag, and there it is, yeah. Boy, Gareth Stroh was just hanging on to Nate Ball. I know the Gibbon fans don't like it, but even if the ball's underthrown, you can't just grab him. And we're going to see pass interference called here. Might be offensive. Might be offensive, the way the Gibbon fans are applauding. Let's find out. No, it's defensive pass interference. That's the right call. 15-yard penalty. It'll be a first down here for the Eagles. First penalty of the second half on either team. And that'll move the ball into Gibbon territory from the Wood River 47 down to about the Gibbon 37-yard line. And Wood River actually with their best drive of the night here. They had the 46-yarder that they scored a touchdown on, and they're approaching that many yards on this drive. I want to remind you, you're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Gibbon, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, Bossert back there in the Wildcat with two other backs. They fumble the football, and it is covered. Bossert got it. That usually means he was looking to pitch it and do something different, took his eyes off of it. He's able to fall on the ball, but lost a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 11. With 7:08 to go here in the third quarter. Wood River was the opening possession of this second half. They were stopped on fourth and inches at their own 27. Gibbon took it in, and now Wood River marching on their second possession of the half. Out of the I formation, rolling out, penalty flags fly. Rorick throws it as far as he can. Jump ball, tapped around, incomplete. Melgoza going up against Stroh. But this is going to be illegal movement, or illegal shift here on the Eagles. And again, so few pass plays, they were anxious to get up the field, and the penalty flag is thrown. Let's see if they decline this, though. It'll bring up third and 11, or it would be second and 16. And there's no reason to accept the penalty. You've been playing good enough defense, and I think they are going to decline it. The illegal procedure is declined, and so it'll be third down and 11. I like the call there by Coach McLaughlin and his staff. Don't give extra plays. Don't give extra plays when no positive yardage was gained. Now, if it's a hold, 10-yard penalty, that's different. But it's just a 5-yard penalty, and Wood River's still in a passing down, and they know that. They did run it on third and long once, and Bossert is going to line up as the quarterback in the I formation. He's under center. Quick count, keeping himself around the left end. Follows his blocker, dives to the 35-yard line, but there just wasn't enough room there as he is tripped up inside. Jesse Walker in there. Also in there, Wyatt Key. He's all over the place for that linebacker position. There's a name you're going to want to remember, folks. Number 34, Wyatt Key, just a freshman. And he is all over the place. That's going to be a gain of 4 on the play, and it's going to bring up 4th down and 7. And, of course, they'll go for it at the 35-yard line of Gibbons. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Bossert back to pass. Has time. Looks right. Nobody there. Now throws it up for grabs. Going deep for Bond. It's tipped and broken up. Just underthrown, Vinny. Pearson got over there to knock it down at the 13-yard line. And 2 fourth downs that have not been converted here in the third quarter will send it back over to the Gibbon Buffaloes. Bossert with his first pass attempt of the night. Well, actually, his first pass attempt of the night. That was Rorick on the one that they declined the penalty. So turnover on downs, 26-7 Gibbon. 5:56 to go here in the third quarter. A lot of dignitaries on hand tonight. It's been a good night of football. There's a lot of people here for a Class C game. Pearson in motion, faked the handoff. They'll give it to Hall up the middle. He hurdles over a guy, not intentionally, so no flag. Just jumped up in the air and kind of got tripped up, was brought down by Kyle Schultz in there, gets the tackle for Wood River. And Hall is going to pick up 8 yards. He's got 131 unofficially. Brings up 2nd down and 2 at their own 44-yard line. Again, Gibbon just runs a lot of different plays out of the same formation. Sometimes 2 wide, sometimes 3. This time it's 3. Hall has the 1st down as he crosses the 45 and gets out to the 48-yard line. 4 more for Jeff Hall, and Loy is in on the tackle once again. Late in the fourth quarter, Omaha Scutt, who everybody just a couple of days ago kind of thought that, you know what, they are the best team by far in B. Now look out, they're down to Blair. 1st down and 10 here for Gibbon, trying to move into Wood River territory. Snell wants to pass, hangs in the pocket, nowhere to throw, steps up, hit, sacked. Going to lose a couple on the play. I'll tell you what, that secondary for Wood River is playing very, very well. We talk about it all the time that the lower the class, C, D, the harder it is to cover the pass. And Wood River's doing a great job here. And Keaton Husak in on the sack. We're going to call it a loss of 2 on the play for Snell. 2nd sack of the ball game here for the Wood River defense. 2nd and 12 at their own 46-yard line. Snell now makes a check at the line. Snaps back to him. On 2nd down, he'll drop back. 5-step drop. Pressure again. Steps up. Throws to his left. He's got a man down the left sideline. Complete Hall at the 30. Makes a man miss. 25 to the middle of the field. 20, and he is gone. Jeff Hall, a 54-yard touchdown reception, and it's 32-7 Buffaloes. Well-thrown ball, again avoiding the pressure, and then Hall turned on the sprint. He was in some traffic after he caught it, but just too fast as he took it back to the middle of the field and gets his 2nd touchdown of the night. So now we'll line up for the conversion, and the game has went from a close competitive game in the final minute of the second quarter to a big lead now for the Buffaloes. Ramirez to kick it, the soccer-style kick, takes 1 step, pounds it, and they're going to say it went wide right this time. So the PAT, no good. With 4:19 to go in the third quarter, at Gibbons homecoming, the Buffaloes 32, the Wood River Eagles 7, here on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but There's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Gibbon. Want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you area high school football action tonight. And Ramirez ready to boot it away, but our back judge says nope. They took off too soon, and we're going to have to re-kick it. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game tonight, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. And then when we wrap things up here from Gibbon, we'll send it back to the Classic Hits studios in Kearney and the KHAS studios in Hastings for the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Scores from around the area and, more importantly, around the state, as everybody wants to know who's winning, who's helping your playoff points. A lot of districts got underway tonight. Merritt Lawson, Tyson Avronic will be on the air. Our producer-engineer Stacy Johns taking care of all of the behind-the-scenes activities. Getting your scores, Jeff Babel taking care of that as well. And, of course, recaps of all of our radio games, including right here from Gibbon, also St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull, Adams Central Gehring, and Kearney High, Lincoln Southeast. We'll kick it away again. Short kick. Wood River lets it bounce once, twice. Nobody wants to get it. They're setting up the block. Finally, they pick it up at the 24-yard line, and Melgoza is crushed. First, I think Melgoza thought that somebody else was going to pick up the football there, but they didn't do it. And then he couldn't get out of the way of his lineman, and Angelus Melgoza got hit hard that time, didn't get a chance to get much of a return, and they'll mark it down at the Wood River 27-yard line. 4:12 to go here in quarter number three, and Gibbon has tacked on two more touchdowns to make it 32-7. This was 13-7 in the second. At the end of the first quarter, there was no scoring until 22 seconds remained in the second quarter, and a 12-yard touchdown pass gave Gibbon a 19-7 lead, and it's now all Buffaloes. Rorick out of the shotgun. They snap it over the head. They were going to fake it to Bossert. The ball's loose on the ground. I think Dan got back on it, but it's all the way back inside the 15, maybe close to the 12. They line up as Rorick in the pistol with two running backs flanking him on the right and the left side, and I think they were going to snap that to Bossert, and the center just got a little too much on it. Illegal substitution flag on the play. That'll be declined, and Wood River will have to pack a lunch and go to work here, as they are going to have to cover about 25 or more yards in two plays to get a first down. Looks they'll mark it down at the 13-yard line, and we'll call it a loss of 14 on the play for Wood River. So that'll bring up second down and 24. Split out wide to the right will be Nate Baugh. Wide to the left is Jacob Fiennes. They haven't really done much at the air. It's man-to-man coverage. Wouldn't be surprised to see him chuck it that way, but instead they hand it off to Schultz, and he is crushed by Colton Brown. Brown is on fire here in the second quarter, and they're going to drop Schultz all the way back at the 10-yard line, and that'll make it third and 27, a loss of three. It has not been a lot of fun for Kyle Schultz when he's carried the football tonight. They have really keyed on him. Third and 27 here for Wood River, trailing 32-7 with 3:20 to go. And let's see if they've got anything in the playbook here, whether they keep it conservative with Bosshart or if they try and chuck it up the right sidelines. Twins to the right, absolutely nobody to the left, and now we're going to get delay a game. And again, remember, new starting quarterback, new starting eye back, one new lineman, all for Wood River because of injuries. And a 5-yard delay of game pushes it back to the 5. Third and 32. Wouldn't be a bad place for a quick kick. But they're going to line up under center. And Gibbons bringing everybody. Rorick, long count. Trying to draw him off sides, doesn't work. Back to pass, throws a quick out, and it is going to be caught down the sideline, 20. This could go all the way, and tripping up at the 30-yard line is Melgoza. He was past everybody. It was a foot race, whether he was going to get caught or not. And I don't know if he just stepped in a hole or got a little too excited, but he goes down at the 48-yard line. Nonetheless, It's a 43-yard pass play that nearly was a 95-yard touchdown. They just simply crossed the receivers over there. It wasn't good enough to be a pick. And a good throw by quarterback Spencer Rorick for a Wood River first down. They move it out to the 47-48-yard line. They'll give it to Bossart. Bossart will crash into Gibbon territory at the 49-yard line. And I thought Mendoza was going to, or Melgoza, excuse me, was going to take it all the way, and he just got tripped by the 45-yard line. That's all you can say. But it was still a good catch, and he got away from the defender at the very beginning. And Bossart's going to pick up four on the play. 68 yards so far in the ball game. Second down and six. Give it to him again, and this time nowhere to go as the interior line stacks him up and pulls him backward. No gain on the play. That'll bring up third down and six. And in the middle of that line is Amador Castaneda. Third and six. And we will see a clock continue to run here with 1:45 to go. We'll give you some score updates in a moment. But Wood River has found themselves in third and long a number of times here tonight, and they're there again. 32-7 Gibbon, 1:40 and counting to go here in the third quarter. 19 straight points have been scored by Gibbon. Pass play out here into the flat, but it's way over the head of the intended receiver, Jacob Fines. Over on the coverage, Vinny Pearson dragging him down. And it's fourth down, and I imagine we will see Wood River go for it again here. They've got nothing to lose, trying to get some experience and grow this football team. They set it 1-3 on the season with their win over Superior. But the teams they've lost to are all state-rated. Sutton, North Platte, St. Pat's, and then Hershey was state-rated. Gibbon 3-1, beating St. Paul, Bayard, and Bridgeport, their loss to Cambridge. And now Wood River has decided to call timeout and discuss what they want to do on fourth down. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 1:31 to go in the third quarter. It is Gibbon 32 and Wood River 7. The Eagles face 4th-6 at the Buffalo 48 when we come back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Well, it's been an exciting night here for the Gibbon Buffalo fans. They're playing good football. It's homecoming. Gibbon and Wood River, the MaxPreps.com National Rivalry Game of the Week. Bobby Bowden gave the crowd a thrill here as well. The 84-year-old still knows how to smile and tell a story, and he's just a great, great man, and one of the reasons Nebraskans love him. And, of course, he had a lot of good things to say about the state of Nebraska. Right now, though, let's get back to football. 4th-6, Wood River. They are at the 48 of Gibbon, needing to get some yards here, down 32-7. Spread the field, back to pass. Rorick looks left, throws right, and overthrows his intended receiver, looking for Jaime Rojas, who has not had a catch yet in the ball game, and that one sailed over his head. So Wood River has went for it all three times, and they're 0-3 on fourth down here in the second half after converting three of them in the first half. Let's take a look at the Valentino's scoreboard. We deliver the scores. Valentino delivers the pizza, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Third quarter, Kearney 28, Lincoln Southeast 6. That's on ESPN 1460. It is Omaha Westside 21, Granola 19, third. Lincoln East 14, North Platte 6 in the third. Class B, fourth quarter, McCook 7, Aurora 6, York 24, Crete 7. Third quarter, Sydney 14, Lexington 7. And Omaha Scutt looks like they're going to go down. Blair 38, Omaha Scutt 21. Scottsbluff 42, Granada Northwest 28 in the third quarter. And Gibbon is going to call a timeout here. Didn't have the right personnel on the field. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Some other scores again out in the panhandle an hour later on the start time. But both Hastings schools are winning. Hastings High, 14, Alliance 6. Adams Central, 14, Garing nothing, second quarter. C1 action, Kearney Catholic 30, St. Paul 6. That's in the third quarter of play. Other third quarter games, Cozad 20, Gothenburg 17, and a great one there. Wahoo 33, Columbus Lakeview 14. Boone Central Newman Grove 21-6 over West Point Beamer in the third quarter of play. Grand Island Central Catholic 19, Central City 7 in the third quarter of play. Moving to C2, it was scoreless at halftime, but St. Cecilia has got it going at Duncan Field in the second half. It's the Blue Hawks 21, Donovan Trumbull nothing in the fourth quarter of play. St. Pat's of North Platte leading Hershey 27-20 in the third quarter. Sutton 18-0 over Sandy Creek in the third quarter. Southern Valley 24, Superior 13 in the third quarter. Arcadia Loup City 26, Ravenna 14 in the third quarter of play. We're ready to get back to action here at Gibbon, where the Buffaloes lead it 32-7 over Wood River with a minute 27 to go here in the third. First and 10 after taking over on downs at their own 48-yard line. They'll hand it to Hall, hit in the backfield, spins off that tackle attempt, gets into Wood River territory to about the 46-yard line. Michael Chapman came firing through there, if I saw the right number. Also Grant Swanson, but they just couldn't yank him down. And it's going to be a gain of 5 for Hall. I've got him for 140 yards on 15 carries so far. And he's got a touchdown run and a touchdown reception. Second and 5 at the 46. Here's a toss to Hall. Halfback pass and wide open Corbin Hines, but it's a floating duck. Hines caught it, but that allowed Wood River to catch up and tackle him at the 28-yard line. All that for an 18-yard gain and another first down. A play that you didn't need to show at that juncture of the ball game, but it's a rivalry game, so why not break it out? An 18-yarder to set up first down and 10. That ball slipped out of Hall's hands, or Hines would have been able to walk into the end zone. Hunting season's not quite here yet, though. First down and 10 at the 28-yard line. Hall takes the pitch left side. Good block on the edge that time by Brian Zimmer. Allows him to get to the corner, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Stays on his feet, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown, but a penalty flag. Right where he made the turn, a hold going to be called on Gibbon, and that will negate the touchdown run. Got to be one of the worst feelings in the world. Make a nice play, get into the end zone, and not enough people are celebrating because there is laundry on the field. And that is the first holding penalty of the game on either team. So it negates a touchdown. And it'll bring up first down and 20 back at the 38-yard line. While they mark off the penalty yardage, let's get a look at some Class D action. Friend 44, McCool Junction nothing. Fourth quarter, Howells Dodge 46-24 over Clarkson Lee in the fourth. Arapaho 34, Axtell nothing. In the third quarter. Earlier, Ansley Litchfield beat Twin Loop 28-0. And in D2, Exeter Milligan, the real deal again. 60-48 over Giltner, and that's in the third quarter. Lawrence Nelson thumping Lewiston 60-6 in the fourth quarter. And as we get back to action, on second and long, they want to go to the air. The pass is dropped at the 9-yard line. Snell in a tight window. And unable to hold on that time was Smalcolm Baugh on the coverage. And that'll bring up second down and 20. Other scores, and Selma Myrna. Can anybody slow these guys down at halftime? They lead Pleasanton 72-20. Elkhorn Valley was up on Hartland Lutheran 26-0. Meridian in the third quarter leads Red Cloud by a score of 39-0. Osceola takes care of Hampton. Here's a simple handoff to Hall, and he's going to be drugged down from behind by Keaton Husak after a short gain. Hall might have got a whole yard on that one, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter. So Gibbon came out and dominated the first 8 minutes of this third quarter of play, stopped Wood River on back-to-back fourth downs, and scored twice. And at the end of three quarters, here at homecoming, the Gibbon Buffaloes 32 and the Wood River Eagles 7. You're listening to Friday Night Football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Lassoatruck.com. Spot an SUV. Crossroads-Ford.com. Lasso a truck. Crossroads-Ford.com. Check on financing. Crossroads-Ford.com. Calculate your payment. Crossroads-Ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-Ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln, Mercury.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A four-yard touchdown pass from Braden Snell to Corbin Hines and a 54-yard touchdown pass from Snell to Jeff Hall. And that was our scoring in the third quarter of play, and it's 32-7. We go to the fourth quarter of play now, and we have a third and 17 coming up for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and back to pass is Snell. Pump fake, wants to go deep, looking for Hines in double coverage. Great throw. Did he get the feet down? No, just wide. Hines caught it at the 11-yard line, but they say he was out of bounds. Wow. Well done. And it is going to be fourth down, and we'll see what they can get done here. I'm sure they're going to go for it. This has been the no punting game. We've had two total punts in the game. Both came in the second quarter of play. Don't forget, after the ball game, we'll wrap things up with the Buffalo County Farm Bureau wrap-up. And, of course, take you on to the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Good news is we haven't had to worry about too many injuries tonight, but Cody Ronfeld has been out in the second half. Back to pass, setting up a screen play here to Hall. Hall caught it in his own traffic, and the only man there was Dan Bossert. And then we get a late penalty flag. We're going to get illegal man downfield. Yeah, illegal man downfield going to be called here on Gibbon. There were way too many guys there. And we'll wait for the initial call here on fourth and long. And, again, it's not a first down, so it would be declined by Wood River at the 25-yard line. But the officials discussing with the back judge, with the referee. So, again, this should go down as a 10-yard completion. They needed 17. Wood River can take over at their own 25-yard line, and I'm sure we'll see this penalty declined. But it looks like a loss of down because I think the offense is coming out here for Wood River. A lot of time here to decide what's going on. That is the case. So loss of down and the 10-yard completion counts that time for Snell. But it doesn't matter. First down and 10 for Wood River. They'll take over at their own 25-yard line, down 32-7. Playing out this fourth quarter here to see who can make some plays for their ball club. They'll send Bond motion, giving him twins to the right side. They'll swing it to him. They overshoot him. Was it behind the line of scrimmage? No. They're going to say no this time. They've been trying that play with Melgoza two or three times. That time they tried to go to Baugh, and they'll call it an incomplete pass. So far in the second half, Rorick has put it up six times. He's hit two of them. Won the 43-yarder to Melgoza, which looked like it was going to be a 95-yard touchdown, but Melgoza tripped himself up near midfield, and it couldn't take it all the way. Second down and 10. 25-point lead here for the Buffaloes at 32-7, opening minute of the fourth quarter. Bossert on the direct snap, goes to his left, makes one man miss, lowers his shoulder, gets across the 25, short of the 30 to about the 28-yard line. Gain of about three on the play. I've got Bossert unofficially with 18 carries, 71 yards so far tonight. And again, you have to hope that the young men in Tanner Gideon and Austin Tagmeyer, along with Garrett Reeder, will all be back sooner rather than later here for the Wood River Eagles tough to play without your top two offensive threats, your starting quarterback, your starting I-back. Wood River hanging in there, though. Pistol formation on third and seven. Bossert to pass. He's going to throw the slant pattern. It's tipped and then broken up by Garrett Stroh. It was tipped the line of scrimmage, and no chance to haul that one in for Baugh. And that'll bring up fourth down. And we'll see most likely a punt situation here for Wood River. Both teams have been in decent field position where they haven't had to punt the football, or fourth and a yard or two. Here it's fourth and seven at their own 28. So Bossert lines up to kick it. His only punt was off the side of his foot for a 20-yarder from about this very spot. Good snap, no rush. Kick is away, very high but not deep, just spinning, spinning, spinning. Takes a good bounce for Wood River, and it's going to roll about 10 yards to the 42-yard line of Gibbon. So a 30-yard punt and no return that time, and Gibbon will take over at their own 42. First and 10 with 10:53 to go in the game. The score, Gibbon 32 and Wood River 7. Again, more high school volleyball coming your way next week, Tuesday night. We will be at Kearney Catholic as the two-time defending state champion Stars will take on Grand Island Central Catholic in a top 10 matchup. The varsity duel, best 3 out of 5, gets underway around 7:15. Next Thursday, we'll be in Pleasanton for a triangular. And Wood River had too many men on the field, and they're going to call a timeout. They'll have one remaining. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, with 10:53 to go in the game. It's Gibbon 32, Wood River 7.
McCown Truck Parts of Wood River will keep you running. Whether it's your car or two-ton truck, McCown Truck Parts can make the repairs for you or get the parts you need so you can do it yourself. So if you need to get back on the road or keep everything moving on the farm, McCown Truck Parts is the only call you need to make. McCown Truck Parts in Wood River. Call 583-2231. McCown Truck Parts is proud to support the Wood River Eagles.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
As we come back to action, the handoff will be going to Jeff Hall. He'll come across the 45-yard line, and the workhorse takes it out to the 47, a gain of 5 more for Hall, who has really been carrying the load so far this year for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Coming into the ball game, Hall had 352 yards rushing, and he is going to get about 500 so far. Add to that, and he just kicks it and churns and churns and churns, and they're starting to wear down Wood River to the 45-yard line, and that's going to be a gain of 8 more. So first down for Gibbon. They're on their way to a 4-1 start to the season, and you have to think that Gibbon's the favorite now to win this district. Centura was picked, but they have not clicked so far this season. And right now Ravenna's getting beat by Arcadia Loup City, and they have to go up to Arcadia Loup City on the 10th. Then Ravenna comes here on the 17th. Gibbon back to pass. Snell on first and 10. Rolls to his right under pressure. Dumps it out here in the flat. It is complete at the 40, 35. Breaking a tackle, 30, 25, 20. Down the right sideline, 15, 10. And hauled down is Wyatt Key inside the 10-yard line. First and goal, Gibbon. Key getting involved after making so many great defensive plays tonight. They let him in on the offense, and he doesn't make them disappoint. He doesn't disappoint as he breaks the tackles and then sprints down the sideline until he got to the safety who shoved him out of bounds at about the 9-yard line. 7, well, they're going to change that on us. Let's call it the 8-yard line, a 37-yard completion, and it's first and goal at the 8. Snell takes it, hands it off. No, he's going to keep it himself, fakes the handoff, breaks a man, miss at the 5, and walks in untouched. Touchdown, Gibbon. Great ball fake, Braden Snell, as they all went to Jacob Tracy. He was the lone setback, and Snell takes it in from 8 yards out, his second rushing touchdown of the ball game. It's been quite the night for Snell. 2 rushing, 3 passing tonight for Snell. If I've got that right, yes, we do. Makes it 38-7. And the extra point attempt now, lining up to kick it away, will be Ricardo Ramirez with 9:46 remaining in our contest. A 31-point lead here for Gibbon. And it looks like we've got a delay in the action here. Referee is talking to the Wood River captain. And we've got unsportsmanlike conduct going to be called here on Gibbon. And they will use that on the kickoff and line up to kick the extra point here. So there'll be a 15-yard mark off when Gibbon kicks it off. Ramirez now ready to take that one step and kick the extra point, but the snap's high, so they've got to run out of there. Hines rolling, throws towards the end zone, and it's picked off by Bosshart, and the conversion is no good. 9:46 to go on Friday Night Football. Gibbon 38, Wood River 7 on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Razor engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Hall to kick it away here for Gibbon. A high, short end over end kick taken at the 27-yard line by Melgoza. Tries left, 30, 35, 40, finds a hole, and he's stacked up once he gets to the 43-yard line. Hall is in there, a late penalty flag. All of a sudden, you got a couple of penalty flags coming in here. Of course, we had the unsportsmanlike conduct. Hopefully, this isn't a chippy one, too. Maybe just a face mask. And the referee's the one that threw the flag. Personal foul, face mask, and that will add 15 yards. So, once again, Wood River gets to start in Gibbon territory. Somewhere around the 42-yard line. When this one gets marked off. Don't forget, when we're done, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here on Classic Hits and 1230 KHAS. And then Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Reports always makes a guest appearance on the Doug and Daddy Show Wednesdays around 1130 to talk high school football. Wednesdays are our Husker lunches at Cunningham's. Bob Jensen joins us, and I hope you can too on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And in at the quarterback, Rorick. He takes it, hands it to the second man through, and nothing doing. Don't even get back to the line of scrimmage that time. Carrying the football, Schultz. And Schultz will get nothing. It'll be second down and 10. Clock running with 9:15 to go in the football game. When we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Wood River. Again, want to say thanks to Jeff Montgomery, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here at Gibbon for their hospitality, including Jim Rayburn. It's second down and 10. Out of the I formation, they'll hand it off to the fullback. Bossard, he just runs so hard. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's able to spin and take Wyatt Key with him for at least a positive gain. It's going to be just a yard, but it could have been a two-yard loss. He gets a yard to the positive. Dan Bosshart is a very competitive young man. And the 205-pound senior is doing all he can to keep the chains moving in the right direction for Wood River. It's been a rough night, but Wood River's played hard. There is no doubt about it. They keep going for it on fourth down. And that has given Gibbon some shorter fields. On third and nine, Rorick rolls to his left, under a little pressure, throws it out here, had to get rid of it, and it's incomplete. In between, Bossert, who was the underneath receiver, and Rojas was the deep receiver, and Ozzy Rodriguez had gotten loose, and you don't want Ozzy Rodriguez to catch you. And it is now fourth down. Fourth and nine at the 41, so Wood River will once again line up and go for it. I have not seen probably this many fourth down attempts in a game before, but there's only maybe one of them that you would even question that either team went for. I mean, you're at the 41-yard line. It's 38-7. You're going to go for it. Fourth and nine. Rorick will take the shotgun snap. Has time. Throws it out here in the flat. And it's picked off. And there is a lot of running room the other way. 40, 50, 40, Hall, 30, 10, end zone. And that puts a cap on it tonight for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Hall has run one in from 80. He's caught one from 54. And that one he takes in from 65 yards away to make it 44-7. Gibbon, in a game that was 13-7 with a minute to go in the second quarter, as we kind of expected, Gibbon should have been able to wear Wood River down, and they have here tonight with 7:59 to go in our contest. Approximately a 65-yard interception return by Hall as we line up for the PAT. So, of course, this now means the running clock, which we didn't see coming. Ramirez on the PAT kick. He boots it right through there. And Ramirez gets his second PAT. 7:59 to go in the football game. Gibbon 45, Wood River 7 on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Well, the Wood River Eagles keep battling, but they have run out of steam here. This, as we said, was a 6-point game 30 seconds before halftime, but the last 5 touchdowns have been scored by Gibbon, including all 4 here in the second half. And that'll bring the running clock into play as Ramirez will kick it away. High kick, taking it about the 12-yard line, up to the 15. Melgoza, 20, 25, got a hole, 30, 35, 40. Now let's see if he can take it. Here comes Angelus Magola all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Wood River. 88 yards for Melgoza. And that'll make sure we don't have a running clock. We had mentioned earlier how good he'd been doing at returning kicks, and Angelus Melgoza finally able to take one to the house. And that will set up the PAT here with 7:44 to go. And let's see if they can punt another one through here. Jaime Rojas in for the PAT. The holder will be Nate Baugh. The snap good, the placement good, the kick by Rojas, plenty of distance. Boy, that would have definitely been a 40-yard attempt, but they say he pushed it and it is no good. Nonetheless, Wood River able to get back on the board on the kickoff return from Angelus Melgoza, and your score is Gibbon 45. Wood River 13 will kick it off in a moment.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Hall and Hines are back deep here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. That's about all Hall hasn't done. He could get the sombrero here if he could get a kick return for a touchdown, but they are going to let him pick it up at about the 13, up to the 15, 20, outside 25, 30. One man to beat. Stiff arm, and he's out of bounds. We may get an offensive face mask here. Nate Baugh was the one that shoved him out of bounds, and Hall just about returned it. He's had a run for a touchdown, 80 yards, 54-yard reception, 65 interception return. That would have been an 85-plus. And I think you're going to get offensive face mask here on the stiff arm. Oh, no, it's going to be on Baugh. So a face mask there will give Gibbon really good field position, but nonetheless, nice return by Hall. 45-13, Gibbon in front, 7:35 to go in the football game. This is the most points Gibbon has scored. They averaged 32.5 points in their three victories. Cambridge beat them 26-6. And for Wood River, this is the third straight week they've scored at least 13 points. They were held to 6 against Sutton and North Platte St. Pat's the first 2 weeks. And at the fullback position is Jacob Tracy. Oh, wait a minute. We may have another change here. Looks like we've got a new quarterback in for Gibbon. And they'll turn and hand it to Tracy from the new quarterback, Wyatt Key. And Tracy will get minimal yards there as he is tripped up by Keaton Husak. A gain of a yard on the play for Tracy, who had 4 carries for 22 yards in the first half. Get some score updates here from the Valentino's hotline. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, come in before or after the game. It is second down and 9 here for Gibbon. And they'll hand it off again to Tracy over the right side. Wood River pursues, but he breaks a tackle, gets into Wood River territory, and then is gang tackled and driven backwards after he got to the 48-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 5. Loy among those in on the tackle. In Class A, Kearney 42, Lincoln Southeast 6 in the fourth. All these in the fourth unless otherwise stated. Omaha West Side looking to hand Grand Island their first loss, 27-7. Lincoln East beat North Platte, 35-6 final. In Class B in the fourth, McCook 13, Aurora 12. Crete coming way back. It's York 30, Crete 28. York was up 17-0 in that game. Scottsbluff 45, Grand Island Northwest 34 in the fourth. On third down, it's going to be a keeper here for Wyatt Key, trying to get to the left edge, and he is going to be brought down, should be short of the first down, by Christian Thompson. And it'll bring up fourth down and 1, a gain of 4 on the play for the given backup quarterback, Wyatt Key. All the stats, scoring recap coming up on the New West postgame show. Fourth down and 1 to go here for Gibbon at the 45-yard line of Wood River as we approach 5:40 to go in a ball game. 45-13 Gibbon. It was 19-7 at the half. They will put Key to the right side. He'll keep it. He'll have the first down. Follow Tracy on the block, and now he's up the middle, and he's gone. Touchdown for the freshman, Wyatt Key. A 45-yarder as he followed the great block there from another freshman in Jacob Tracy. 51 points on the board. Homecoming for Gibbon. Nothing fancy about that play. Just a quarterback draw. Follow your block. And everybody's going to feel happy in a Gibbon Buffalo jersey tonight. And back in to try the PAT is Ricardo Ramirez. Snap good. Placement. Ramirez, that time it's blocked. It was a little low, and among those in there, Melgoza again, Bossert again. But the PAT no good, 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Gibbon 51, Wood River 13.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
They say the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. That's true if you share a fence with Gideon Sod Farms of Wood River. Let's face it, getting a green, lush, weed-free lawn can be hard. Or it can be as easy as calling Gideon Sod Farms. Gideon Farms is your local source for all your residential and commercial seed and sod needs. Services include fine grading, seeding, and sodding throughout central Nebraska. Sod delivery and pickup available. A beautiful lawn made easy thanks to Gideon Sod Farms of Wood River.
Buffalo's ready to kick it away. Hall again. That high short kick taken at the 20, 18-yard line. Up to the 20, 25. Look out. Jacob Fiennes, 30, 35, and he'll be brought down there at the 36. And we're going to see a lot of white jerseys, clean jerseys, coming into the football game, probably on both sides. But as Gibbon rushes their defense out there, we've got a lot of new faces. Wood River just not as deep. And so they can't probably go as deep, but we got some new numbers out there. There's the Ogden boys, Alec, Isaac. Looks like the new quarterback. We'll have to check and see. Maybe Bossert's going to take the snap. He's still out there. So is Fiennes. Try and pick up some new numbers. Schultz is back in at the I-back, so they'll stay there. And Rorick will take the snap at quarterback. 4:30 to go. Running clock now with the score at 51-13. And they'll hand it off to Bossert, who picks up a couple on the play. You'd like to see Dan be able to maybe break one a little bit and get over the 100 yards rushing. He's ran the ball over 20 times in the ball game for 74 yards and has had Buffaloes all over him. Gibbon has Colin Smith into the ball game. Looks like Tracy's playing defense now. Number 5, Tommy Costello's in there in the secondary. Also number 18, Zach Ewalt. Pick up a few more numbers for you. How about, we already had Colin in there. Second and 8 for the Eagles. And they'll hand it to the second man through. And a new number in there for Wood River. Across the 40 to the 42. Let's see who that was. And that was number 22, Wyatt Allen, carrying the football. He picks up 2. With 3.5 and counting to go in our football game. 51-13, Gibbon in control. Also in there for Gibbon, there's Robert Wagnitz. Also coming in is Colin Dorzinski. Rorick on the option to the left side. He's going to get tripped up. Maybe lose a yard in there. In on the tackle for the Buffaloes is going to be Hunter Smalkum, another freshman. Rorick will lose a yard. He's back to 0 for the night. Fourth down and 6. Chase Middleswart was in the game. Also in there is Lane Brown. Bernardo Mercia. And on fourth down, Wood River lining up to go for it. Schultz the fullback, and Wyatt Allen the I-back. Back to pass, Rorick out here in the flat, and he overshoots his intended target of Jimmy Rojas Jr., and that'll give it over on downs to Gibbon with 2:28 to go in this football game. Rorick threw the ball a little bit better in the first half, but not a lot of luck here in the second half of play. 2:28 remaining, and again, want to thank you for joining us on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, the New West postgame show. We'll give you the scoring wrap brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. And then back to the studios, Merritt Tyson, Stacy, Jeff, all part of the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Now everybody's just making sure they got 11 guys on the field. Want to get everybody in the game. Sometimes that gets a little confusing. They do have a couple of timeouts remaining. On first and 10 at the 41 of Gibbon. They'll turn. They'll hand it off to Pearson. Pearson is stacked up in the backfield. There's about 7, 8, 9 Wood River Eagles in there shoving that pile down, including Isaac Ogden. Pearson, no gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. Bobby Bowden, by the way, has stayed here, folks. He has been here the whole football game. Coach Bowden on the sidelines. He watched it from the stands in the first half. He sat on the given bench here in the second half. It is second down and 10, 1:50 to go. Lee turns, hands it to Pearson, sprints to the left side. He's looking for room, 35-30, sideline, 25-20. And they say he stepped out of bounds. He cut back and was headed to the end zone, but he'll step out at the 22 and a 19-yard gain for Vinnie Pearson. Clock continues to run with the 51-13 score. Gibbon would only have to run one, maybe two plays with that continuous clock. 1:20 as they break the huddle. Gibbon 51, Wood River 13. This was a 19-7 game at the half. Big, big night for quarterback Braden Snell. Wyatt Key in that pistol formation. Turns, hands it off to Tracy, off the right side, inside the 20. Still on his feet at the 15, and he'll take it all the way. Touchdown, Jacob Tracy. And these big freshmen of Gibbon, just a little bit bigger than what Wood River has out there. And that's the most points Gibbon has scored in a long, long time. But the cannon went off, it looks like, right before we found out there was a penalty flag. And I did not see the indication here, which stops the clock with 1:01. So the Legionnaires over there let a cannonball go a little early, but everybody was cheering. So penalty flag on the play, backs him up 5 yards, negates the touchdown. That's a couple times that's happened on penalties. First and 10 from the 22-yard line, and they'll turn and hand it off over the left side again. Tracy one more time, 20, 15, 10, 5, grinding, end zone, touchdown. He's not going to be denied this time. Jacob Tracy, a 24-yard touchdown officially in the books. And chalk up another one here for the Gibbon Buffaloes, 57-13. He wanted it. He wanted it. That's all there was to it. And he was hit, had about 3 Wood River Eagles on his back when he got to the 5-yard line, but would not be denied, and just took him into the end zone with him. And now Ricardo Ramirez to attempt the extra point. The kick is away, another line drive, and it is good. 45 seconds remain in our game. Gibbon 58, Wood River 13. We'll take another break on Classic Hits.
At the Wood River Golf Course, we like to keep things simple. For example, no membership is ever needed to hit the links on our 9-hole course. In fact, you don't even need a tee time. To eat at Mulligan's Restaurant, all you need to do is bring your appetite. It's that simple. Golf with practice greens, a driving range, and carts. Plus great food in a beautiful country surrounding. Serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Sunday through Saturday. Great food, great golf, and great times. All at the Wood River Golf Course. See us by driving 2 miles south on Highway 30 on Berwick Road, southeast of Wood River.
Well, we have just a couple of plays remaining in our football game. Then we'll run down some final stats for you here. Kearney High has completed a 42-6 win over Lincoln Southeast, and Grand Island tried to come back, but they come up short tonight. The first loss of the year for the Islanders. Omaha Westside 27, Grand Island 24. McCook now leads Aurora 19-12 in the fourth. Blair leading Omaha Scud at last check 45-28. Fourth quarter, Scottsbluff over Northwest 45-34. Halftime, Hastings 14, Alliance 12. Late second, Adams Central 28, Garing nothing. York holds on to beat Crete tonight by a score of 30-28. And again, the kicking team is offside, so they'll have to reset it. In other football of note from around the area tonight, well, let's go down to Class C, where it's Cozad 27, Gothenburg 20 in the fourth quarter. Central Catholic 22, Central City 19 in the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic 44, St. Paul 12. Broken Bow, a winner over O'Neill, 21-6. Holdridge over Minden tonight, 59-13. Hastings St. Cecilia scored all their points in the second half and shut out Donovan Trumbull, 21-0. Sutton over Sandy Creek, 24-0. Arcadia Loup City over Ravenna, 59-14. North Platte St. Pat's has opened it up 50-28 over Hershey. And in the fourth quarter, Southern Valley 22, Superior 15 in Class C action. All right, let's kick it off one more time here with Hall to boot it away for Gibbon. Straight down the middle of the field. Good kick. Taken back at the 9-yard line. Up to the 10. Finds 15. Looking for a lane. 20. Ooh, and then he's brought down around the neck. Maybe looked a little more vicious. There is no penalty flag. But the Gibbon youngster, Flo Carr, was able to get in there and make a play. There's a senior that doesn't get to see a lot of playing time, but he made the tackle. And with the continuous clock, if Wood River doesn't hustle up to the ball, they're not even going to get a play away. And it doesn't look like they're aware of that. Now they break the huddle quickly. 10 seconds to go. This should be our final play of the football game. Rorick under center. Takes the snap. Turns. Hands it off to the second man through Wyatt Allen. He'll get a couple off the left side. And that is the end of the football game. Your final score, homecoming, rivalry night, and Coach Bobby Bowden on hand, a class act. It is the Gibbon Buffaloes 58 and the Wood River Eagles 13. We will take a break. We'll be back with the final stats and get you ready for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Farmers work hand-in-hand with Mother Nature to feed the world. Sometimes Mother Nature giveth, sometimes she taketh away. For those times, there's Babel Agency in Wood River. Crop insurance protects you, your family, and your way of life. Babel Agency has been in business in Wood River since 1948. Crop insurance is what we do, all day, every day. It's a partnership you can count on, because you can't always count on Mother Nature. Experience, knowledge, trust. Babel Agency, protecting farmers in the Wood River area since 1948.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to Gibbon. It is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final score, Gibbon 58 and Wood River 13. Again, with a minute to go in the second quarter, this was a 13-7 football game, but Gibbon dominated the second half. Here's a quick rundown of the unofficial stats that we had. For Wood River, Dan Bosshart led the way with 20 carries for 74 yards. Kyle Schultz, 9 carries, 7 yards. And Jalis Melgoza, 3 carries, 10 yards. Wyatt Allen, 2 carries, 5 yards. Chris Loy had a carry for 3 yards. Quarterback Spencer Rorick, 5 carries, 0 yards. They did have a team fumble that they didn't lose, snap over their head, a 14-yard loss. And overall, 41 rushing attempts for 95 yards tonight for Wood River, once you throw in that 14-yard loss. Through the air, Bosshart threw it one time tonight. He was 0 for 1. For Spencer Rorick, he was 4 of 6 in the first half for 29 yards, no picks, and a touchdown pass. Not so fortunate in the second half. I had him 2 of 9, no interceptions, no touchdowns, 48 yards. So for the football game, a total of 6 for 15 from Rorick. No interceptions, one touchdown, 77 yards through the air, 95 on the ground, 172 yards of offense for Wood River, resulting in 8 first downs. They punted it twice tonight for an average of 25. There was not a turnover in this football game, three penalties on the Eagles for a total of 15 yards. We will take a look at the final numbers for the Gibbon Buffaloes right after this on the New West postgame show.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
And welcome back to the New West postgame show here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Gibbon. Here's a look at the unofficial numbers we had of the ball game for Gibbon. For Jeff Hall, 18 carries, 154 yards, and a rushing touchdown. He also had a pick six and a receiving touchdown. Vinny Pearson, 3 carries, 19 yards. Jacob Tracy, 7 carries, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Braden Snell, 9 carries, 58 yards, 2 touchdowns. Wyatt Key, 2 carries, 49 yards, and a touchdown. Unofficially, I had Gibbon for 39 rushing attempts, 352 yards in the ball game. For Braden Snell in the first half, he was 4 of 7, no interceptions, and a touchdown for 49 yards. And in the second half, it looks like Snell put it up 6 times. He completed 4 of those with no interceptions and 2 touchdowns of 4 and 54 yards. 105 yards passing in the second half. So overall, 8 out of 13, no interceptions, 3 touchdowns for 154 yards through the air, 352 on the ground, and Gibbon hits the 500 mark tonight, 506 total offense. I had him for 19 first downs, 1 punt for 39 yards, no turnovers, 6 penalties for 45 yards. It's time now for our wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent. Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. It started on the second play from scrimmage. Gibbon went for a pass on first down, incomplete. Then Jeff Hall broke it 80 yards to make it 6-0 as the kick was wide left. Then Wood River was stopped on fourth down, and Gibbon took the ball for a short 57-yard drive. A fake punt conversion by Braden Snell, a 37-yard run, set it up. He took it in from 5 yards out. Snell made the kick, 13-0 with 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Then that's when Wood River looked good, got things going here. A 14-yard touchdown pass from Spencer Rorick to Nate Baugh after converting a couple of fourth downs, completed a 46-yard drive. Jaime Rojas hits the point after, 13-7, and that's where we are at the end of the first quarter. Then there was no scoring in the second quarter, the quarter that saw two of the game's 3 punts tonight, and it went down to the final few seconds. A couple of nice run plays set up a 12-yard pass from Braden Snell to Alex Smalcomb with 22 seconds to go before the half to complete a 59-yard drive. The 2-point run was no good, and at the half, Gibbon 19-7 over Wood River. Now, Wood River got the ball to start the second half and had fourth at about 2 inches at their own 27. They elected to go for it, didn't get it, and that was an omen of things to come. A 4-yard pass from Snell to Corbin Hines, 9:16 to go, completed a 27-yard drive, and Ricardo Ramirez hits the extra point, 26-7. Then a 54-yard touchdown pass on third and long. Snell takes it in at the 30, makes a couple of guys miss, and sprints into the end zone. Snell to Hall, 4:19 to go, and the kick was no good, 32-7. That's where we were in the fourth quarter with 9:46 to go in the fourth, a 52-yard drive capped by an 8-yard Snell run. So he picks up 2 touchdown runs, 3 touchdown passes. No good on the point after, made it 38-7. Then it was Hall hauling in a 65-yard interception return. Jeff takes it in. Ramirez makes the kick, 7:59 to go, 45-7. The other Wood River touchdown comes on the ensuing kickoff as Angelus Melgoza returns at 88 yards. The kick was no good. 7:44 remaining, made it 45-13. Then it was Wyatt Key on 4th-and-1, scoring from 45 yards out. out. The kick no good. 5:24 remaining, 51-13. And with 45 seconds remaining, the freshman able to get things going. Key got one, and then Jacob Tracy had one wiped out by a penalty. That didn't matter. He got the next one from 24 yards out. With 45 seconds to go, Ramirez makes the kick. And the final score, Gibbon 58 and Wood River 13. This wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent. Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Well, the chain gang didn't have to do a whole lot tonight. This game was a lot of fourth downs, a lot of big plays from Gibbon, and we will wrap things up for our broadcast tonight in a moment.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Don't forget tomorrow, folks, Kansas City Royals baseball here on Classic Hits. The Royals on their way to the playoffs. They lead the White Sox going to the bottom of the ninth, 3-1. And if they can win that game, they clinch a playoff spot. Seattle leading the Angels 3-0 in the second. And as far as Detroit goes tonight with the Major League Baseball, that is the only other score that really matters. They were beaten by Minnesota 11-4 in a game that just went final. So if the Royals win, they've still got a chance that the AL Central would be one game back and would clinch a playoff berth for the first time since 1985. Until tomorrow night, we usually carry it on the breeze, but because of Husker football tomorrow, we'll have the Royals here on Classic Hits. And don't forget, Husker football tomorrow is at 8 o'clock, pregame at 3 on the breeze, 94.5. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. From the Nebraska-Land National Broadcast Booth, Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Thanks to Jeff Montgomery, the athletic director here, all the fine folks in Gibbon who always make us feel welcome and love to have us cover their games just like other athletes and schools do throughout the area. And what a atmosphere it was here tonight, and it was a really good game in the first half, but Gibbon dominated the second half, outscoring the Wood River Eagles 39-6 to win it 58-13. Bobby Bowden was here. Max Preps National Game of the Week. You want to go to maxpreps.com, and don't forget the podcast of this broadcast will be up shortly at PlatteRiverPreps.com, and also early next week, we'll have a ton of photos that are free to download, look at, and use as you want on PlatteRiverPreps.com. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Braden Snell throws for 3 touchdowns, runs for 2 more, and Gibbon improves to 4-1 with a 58-13 win over Wood River. We'll talk to you Tuesday from Cope Gymnasium for volleyball as Kearney Catholic hosts Grand Island Central Catholic at approximately 7:15. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.